Welcome back for another week of News for Gamers Podcast Radio for the week of November 12th, 2007. And we have the, what do we call it, the Fearsome Foursome?
Fearsome Foursome works.
We have the three staff members and special guests. We have Jason Gambrell.
He's starting to lose his specialness.
You're not very special anymore.
I'm special.
Hello, everybody. This is Gambus Khan.
Yeah. All right.
Duffman.
Also with us, we have the Wombat, Ryan
Wombold.
What's
up, folks?
And special guest from GamingAge.com, Brian Peterson, the Boogeyman, the Booger Man. Well, we're here for another week, and the show's getting pretty popular now.
It is.
It's getting some rabid hate mail.
Yeah.
Well, you know you're popular when you actually get hate mail.
That's when you know you've made the big time.
Because that means somebody's listening.
That's true.
And somebody cares.
Somebody does.
So, basically,
we have the N4G podcast defense force.
Right. Well, we've been saying since we started the show that we only had three listeners, and apparently one of us doesn't like us. So,
well, that's still a 66% approval rating.
That is, which is solid.
But it's kind of like me when I watch like Monday Night Wrestling. It's like I hate it, but I watch it every week, hoping it gets better. So, hey, Mr. I Hate You listener, it's gonna get better.
Yeah, but I think that's probably enough.
Okay.
We can go past it.
Let's move on to what this show is all about, which is the important thing, video games.
What's up?
Yeah. This is a video game podcast, so we're going to start off with what we always do, which we apparently copied from EGM or whatever. What's fondling a console? Because we talk about a video game podcast, we can't talk about what we're playing, so without ripping somebody off. Simpsons did it!
Man. Bitter zero.
But Mr. Khan, I know that your Xbox is still ringed out.
Well, the thing is, EGN's been around for like 700 years, so obviously they're kind of done something.
You know what else I stole from them? Scores for games. I give it something out of 10.
You're kidding.
I'm surprised I haven't been sued yet for plagiarism.
My goodness. Give me a mohawk, just call me Sean, baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Mr. Shane Bettenhouse, I mean Gambus Khan.
Man, we're going to keep carrying this on, aren't you?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Jeez.
Mr. Khan, what's been fondling your console this week? We love one up yours, by the way. We're just giving to a listener hell. So.
Yeah, one up's a good show. But, yeah.
Yeah, and Klepek used to be part of GamingAge.com.
Yes, he did.
So there you go.
Patrick Klepek, Mr. Big Hair.
All right. Despite
what's fondling you?
Despite the fact that I am without 360...
Without.
That's right. You got the Red Rings of Death.
Yes. And the delivery box still hasn't come yet.
Oh, did you call them finally?
Yeah, I called them 8 days ago.
And they still haven't got your box?
And they said 3 to 5 working days, and it's been 8 days now.
But 8 working days? I mean, that doesn't count weekends, so.
Yeah, and it's not going to count Veterans Day either, which means I won't
Tuesday
be getting it at least until Tuesday.
That's right. No mail runs on Tuesday,
does
it?
Yeah, maybe the box got a red ring.
Yeah,
red ring at the post office.
Your box ringed out.
You know it's bad when the box itself is defective. But anyway, I've been playing some PSP. It's pretty sweet, you know. Some more Castlevania, and I've discovered that you do not have to rescue all of the maidens in the game to unlock Symphony of Night. You actually just have to hit a vine in the swamp stage. And take a slightly alternative path, and you unlock Symphony of Night that way. And I was all happy. I was playing as Alucard.
So you gave false information out last week.
Slightly, yeah.
Wow, that's just really loud.
Jeez,
and abusive.
Yeah, you just woke me up. But
just woke up Dracula.
Yeah, just woke up.
I've come to wake you up and play your games.
Yeah. I've come to ask you to shut the fuck up and stop screaming in my ear.
What a twist!
But besides that, like whenever I go to a game store, I always gotta play Mario Galaxy. Man, it's like I got to at least play it for anywhere between.
So, have you experienced anything new since last time? Because we had one of the readers on the forums ask about Super Mario Galaxy, and he didn't hear the episode before last week where you talked about it. So, have you experienced anything new?
Yeah,
I got still the bomb shit.
Well, as new as he possibly can, because I keep erasing the data every day he walks in. So.
Well, it's incredible. I played a stage where you're surfing on top of the back of a manta ray while going.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah,
going down a river.
Don't you use the motion controls for that?
Yeah, and it's kind of weird. you can't really go fast. If you go fast, you'll definitely fall off. But it was really fun because it's like you're going down this river, and the river is floating in the middle of the sky. And
like most rivers do.
Only in Mario.
Only in Mario will you go down a river floating in the freaking sky. It's amazing. And I also play this other stage where you're on top of a ball. And you're running with the ball, like, on top of it.
Like Monkey Ball, kind of?
It controls exactly like Monkey Ball. I played that.
Hopefully not the Wii version of Monkey
Ball. I hated Monkey Ball on the Wii, okay, so it controls better.
It controls a little bit better than that.
Similar than Monkey Ball.
And it's kind of like a small stage, almost like a bonus stage. I mean, it's not a humongous stage, so it breaks up the gameplay aspect, and it was really fun too. And I also got to play this one stage where these cookie cutter panels are moving across the floor, and it's like you have to time your jumps perfectly. And
it's also got the Mario 3 music playing in the background while you're
playing. Oh yeah, the music in that game is
did you fly as the Bumblebee yet?
Yeah. The Bumblebee, I have to say, so far is probably the most underwhelming part as of yet.
It's a fucking bee.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. You just gave the bee game a 7.5. So
but that's about bees. It's fucking Mario.
But the thing is,
dude, he flew around as a raccoon. At least he actually flew.
You know, he flew, though.
With the bee suit, you basically jump, and then you hover for about 4 seconds after the jump.
Can you sting a motherfucker?
And if you do you die afterwards?
I didn't try that.
That would be awesome.
But
that would be awesome.
Wow.
Oh,
what's the deal?
All I know is that I don't want to hear anybody bitching about the B suit when the motherfucker had the Tanuki suit?
Right. The Tanuki
Mario
suit.
3.
Hey, that was my favorite suit.
The thing is, it makes me laugh is all this, you know, hype or fuss or talking about the B suit when it's a very small part of the game. It's not like it's Mario in a bee suit for the entire game. Shut the fuck up.
This is true. You're walking around like the bee guy from The Simpsons.
I was just kind of curious about the bee suit.
Yeah, yeah. And it's pretty cool. And another game I played, which I'm going to go into a little. It's not really a rant, but it's more of an observation. Another game I played was the demo for Ratchet and Clank Future. Tools of Destruction for the PlayStation 3.
You're a fan of Ratchet, aren't you?
Well, not really a fan, but more or less a casual fan. I appreciate the series.
Yeah.
I really like it. And when I was playing it, I noticed something of a comparison. You know, people like to compare Ratchet and Clank to, like, Mario, because obviously it's a platformer, even though Ratchet and Clank's more
I feel
action.
Like it's more of like a shooter platform.
Yeah.
I compare it to Jack and Daxter, but a better Jack and Daxter.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, now that Naughty Dog's wrapping up Uncharted,
Can we get a Jack 4?
I would almost guarantee there's going to be another Jack coming out.
I don't like the Jack and Daxter series.
Really?
I didn't like it after it changed into a shooter.
Right.
I liked it when it was the original Jack and Daxter platformer.
Right.
I liked it then, but when it became a shooter, it just felt like it was trying to be a little too much.
Right. Daxter on PSP was really
Daxter cool. was awesome because it went back to the old school platform roots, and that's what made it good.
Anyway, so you played Ratchet.
Yeah, I've been playing I played Ratchet and Clank, the demo for PlayStation 3, and I must say, it was a really good game. It's extremely beautiful.
I mean, it's pretty.
The graphics are incredible.
You ain't seen nothing. I actually finally opened my copy the other day, and it's so much better than the demo, too. The screen tearing's gone, too.
Nice.
Oh, that's sweet.
It is a very, very pretty game. I have just never been a fan of the Ratchet series. I just couldn't get into it, I guess.
But I did observe something in the past week between Ratchet and Clank and Mario. Here it is. So a little bit of controversy. I'm going to compare the two as platformers. Ratchet and Clank is a very, very mundane platformer compared to Mario Galaxy.
Well, that's not really fair, though, because Ratchet does a lot of stuff that Mario...
Yeah,
doesn't do.
Ratchet
but,
does mean, what Mario don't.
But here's
Sony does what Nintendo don't. I see where you're coming from on that, but I mean, I don't know. Go ahead, clarify your point. Go ahead, continue.
Okay, imagine if you will,
in a
world.
all the textures and all the like the bump mapping, the normal mapping, all that stuff. gone from both games, and you're left with basically the bare bones like framework of a game, to where you see the stage, just the stage layout, and don't even see any details because the graphics are gone, and also get rid in your mind the backgrounds to both games, which do you think still looks incredible? I mean, you got Ratchet and Clank, which is basically just these flat platforms that have balcony walls to where you can't fall off of them. And then you compare that to Mario Galaxy, which are these spheres with like buildings and constructs on top of them. And then you got these like floating squares.
See your problem here is you're saying that Ratchet is... You're faulting Ratchet for being a prototypical platformer.
Yeah.
And praising Mario for taking the platformer to places it's never been. But that's what Mario should be doing.
Right, because Mario's the one who created platforming.
He's the granddaddy. He sets the bar for everything.
I'm only comparing both games as just straight up platformers.
Right.
The thing is,
assuming neither one had a name. Just platformer A and platformer B.
Exactly. I mean,
But then again, platformer A has, you know, a huge selection of weapons and, you know, other stuff that platformer B doesn't have as well.
Exactly.
So it's, you know, it really depends on, you know, if you enjoy the platforming aspect of it more,
mm-hmm.
or if you like, you know, all the weapons and gadgets and stuff that the Ratchet series has.
Well, the thing is, and we all know that flat out, you know, this Mario had to be a killer app.
Mm-hmm.
Not to help the Wii out because it doesn't need any help because it's already selling like crazy for whatever reason. but for the fact that there's a lot of people, not me, disappointed in Mario Sunshine.
Right.
And didn't feel like it was. It felt they basically Mario Sunshine in this generation was the Mario 2 of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it kind of strayed away from the prototypical formula of a Mario game. And people are like, you know, where is my Mario that I know and love? And Mario Galaxy brings back the Mario that you know and love, but now does some things
right.
that now other developers are going to copy from.
Right.
So.
Well, the other thing, the other
typical
thing too
Mario.
Is Nintendo really needed to reestablish Mario as the lead platform title in this generation. You know, because it's a crown that's being pretty well sought after. At least, I mean, it has been since Mario 64. Look at how many 3D platformers have popped up since Mario 64, all trying to be the next Mario. And you know, Nintendo really needed to have a slam dunk to come back and say, look, Mario is, Mario was, and Mario always will be
the granddaddy.
Right.
What's funny is you gotta love Miyamoto for the fact that he knew how badass his game was. Everybody was sitting there at E3 and Tokyo Game Show going, where's Mario footage? Where's all this Mario stuff? We want to see more Mario. And he's like, we got the Wii Fit.
Wii Fit.
It's like we got Mario Galaxy coming out, but let's talk about Wii Fit. And everybody's like, kind of worried because nobody's seeing anything. He's like, come on, guys, you know me better.
You know me.
You know how I roll. But the only thing about Mario Galaxy and Ratchet and Clank is when I see Ratchet and Clank,
mm-hmm.
I dream of what a Mario could look like
on
that hardware.
And that's what we were talking about last week.
Oh, my God.
How amazing would a Nintendo system that had the technology that the 360 and the PlayStation 3 have built inside of them be?
I mean, the Wii is at the point where it's like what we wanted last gen, where
right.
it's like it's at the level of Xbox, and you're like, I imagine what it could do with that.
Right.
But it's just
mm-hmm.
a little late. But I just dream, and call me shallow if you want, but I see Ratchet, and I go, holy shit.
Well, and look
that's gorgeous.
Although, and you know, Mario's favor, though. You look at Mario and go, holy shit.
Yeah,
I'm actually playing
right.
I'm playing a Wii.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
But that's from its design level.
That's strictly
from its design level. It's just so beautiful.
I mean, they actually have dramatic lighting in a Wii game. I was floored.
Yeah. But just have those add those textures from the Sony's console onto Mario and just dream of the possibilities.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you look at what Nintendo's developers have been able to do with games like Metroid Prime and Super Mario Galaxy.
And Smash Brothers looks really good, too.
Oh, Smash Brothers looks...
push out of the Wii, can you imagine? What their games would look like.
Zelda and Super Mario Galaxy on the PlayStation 3 hardware, I dream of that. I mean, I just dream of that.
I dream of genie.
How beautiful it would be.
Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo all ought to just get together and make one big fucking gaming machine.
Just all get in bed together.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Anyways.
But, that pretty much wrap up your fondling, or did you play some more?
I also played Everyday Shooter for PS3.
Oh, well, nobody's played that yet, so you'd be the first one to talk about it.
And I must say, it is really good. It's pretty interesting. It reminds me
of an Everyday Shooter.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the description. Shooter. Yes. It reminds me of a combination of...
Here comes Geometry Wars.
Geometry Wars intermixed with perhaps Luminous.
That's a weird combination.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Sony, if you're out there listening, if you're part of the one of the five people listening to the show.
Oh, it's five now.
Yeah.
Damn, we increased our user base.
What you need to do is give us trial versions of your game so we can see them.
Well, Everyday Shooter, I think, is only the second one that didn't have a trial version, because the first one was Calling All Cars.
Right.
And the second one is Everyday Shooter. Most of them do get trial versions.
Sometimes, I mean...
It needs to be consistent like Xbox Live, where every game has a trial version.
Right. Because
there's a lot of stuff that I'd like to try out, but I don't want to pay.
Right, or at least don't want to take the risk of paying for.
Yeah, because it's a good thing Pixel Junk Razors had a demo. Because I thought that looked really cool, and then I played the demo, and I'm like, this is shit. This is terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but I tell you what, Pain, I'm going to buy Pain. Have you seen Pain?
Yeah.
Without just launch the game. You know who that's made by? It's made by Idle Minds, the same guy that did Cool Borders.
Right.
I'm like, that's what they've been doing.
Yeah, I was very excited. Man, it's taking them forever to work on that.
For a PlayStation,
so everyday shooter, Luminous meets Geometry Wars.
Gotcha. But I played that, and I must say, if I had a PS3, I would get that game in a heartbeat. It's really cool. I really liked it. And another thing, I did not play this, but I did witness a couple of players playing this, and that is the Eye of Judgment game for the PlayStation 3. And I must say, I was captivated just by watching.
It's a very cool idea, but you know, it's just not mainstream enough to do really, really well. Just because, you know, there's not really
CCGs aren't popular enough.
Right? Yeah, I was about to say the whole card battling thing's not as big as it used to be. But it's, I mean, the technology and
it's not big
really
amongst
cool
gamers
anymore. Right?
Anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's still a huge thing.
Right.
It's not as big amongst us. Though.
It's huge among the underground.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I see
like
people
in hobby
playing
shops
it
and stuff
all
like
the time.
That.
But these aren't the guys that go out and play video games,
right.
So they're not the ones spending $600 on a PS3 to play it.
Yeah, but I must say, man, if I had a PlayStation 3. That game would be mine. It's a very cool idea.
It looks really neat. The tech in it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, the little board and the camera on the stand and everything.
Yeah, and I must say something that really what really impressed me about that game was not just the visual effects but the sound, because like somebody would put the card down. And they had the volume turned real up, and all of a sudden, like, the card, like, explodes, and it's like, boom! And it sounds like a giant explosion.
But isn't Dragon Force on the soundtrack to the game? Like, when you start a battle?
It sounds similar to Dragon Force, but the voices are really cool. Like, there's this, like, narrator, or, it sounds like the guy from Mortal Kombat, because he's like, player one, turn. And it's like all echoey, and
they should have the guy from Dragon Force just do all that. He should be like,
"Player one, it is your turn.
Come and kill the skeleton tonight.
Put your card down on this table." But I must say, it is awesome.
Cool. So does that wrap up your fondling?
Yes.
So we'll move on to the Wombat.
Oh,
anything besides, because we're not allowed to talk about Two Worlds.
I'm not allowed to talk about Two Worlds anymore.
No, you need to.
Why?
Have you played it lately?
I have.
They How's the patch? It.
They haven't. I played it yesterday, and it didn't prompt me for download. So
really?
I'm not sure if the patch just wasn't up yet as of yesterday when I played it. I'll check it when I get home.
Because I'm really curious how...
There's a shitload.
They say they fixed the frame rate, which really intrigues me.
There's a shitload of fixes on that list.
Right. So I... we're going to get bitched at for talking about Two Worlds again, but I haven't played it since the patch, so I'll let you know next week. But I played the America's Army demo.
Does anybody
else play
only,
that? It's multiplayer only.
I turned it off after I found out it was multiplayer
you know, it's,
only.
It's made by the U.S. Army, and it's supposedly tested by soldiers and everything.
Did you get a call afterwards recruiting you?
I hope that that our soldiers aren't training on this game, because if so, Canada's going to invade us anytime. no, I mean it. You know, it's not that great. I mean, it really feels like to me kind of a stripped down Ghost Recon.
Yeah, I heard it's basically a poor man's.
Yeah,
wall.
And it's, you know, it looks so like Army a, it looks like Ghost an Recon. Xbox game. It's just
Army Men Grawl.
It's just not that great. So I played that. I've been playing some more Disgaea on the PSP to prepare for the review next week.
Yeah, I want to play that.
It's good. It's very, very good. If you like strategy RPGs like Final Fantasy Tactics and games like that, you'll like it. It's got a lot of depth to it.
You should check out Jeanne d'Arc. It's the same type of game.
That's what I've heard.
Yes, it's really good.
So, but there's some great and you know, I mean, a lot of this is old news to people who've played the game because it's a port of a PlayStation 2 original. But there's a lot of cool stuff in it. In that, like most RPG games, if you want to upgrade your items and your weapons, you have to, you know, find new versions of them or add things to them. In this game, you can actually go into your items. There's a little world inside your items where you can defeat enemies. And as you progress further down into the item, the level of the sword or armor or whatever it is goes up. So it's pretty cool. It's a good way to actually, you could increase your items by, you know, clearing them out, as odd as that sounds. But there's a lot of, you can create, you know, your own party members. There's a lot of really cool stuff.
So what do you think of the comedy?
It's good. You know, I mean, it's really it surprised me because I expected it to be too Japanese for me.
Uh-huh.
But there's actually, it's pretty funny. It's not, you know, laugh out loud funny, but, you know, it's clever. It's definitely clever.
See, the Simpsons game, that's laugh out loud funny. Yeah. There were several times where I stopped and I'm just like, that's funny.
Right.
There's like all the little spoofs of the old games, and while they're playing those games, they make these little comments about how bad it is. Like, there's a gauntlet game in it, and Homer's like, "Woo, my favorite quarter munching game is here. Why won't the ghost die? Why do they keep coming out of that hole?"
Let's see, what else do I play? I played, obviously, the same thing that I play every week, MLB The Show, because it eats my life.
No, you play Two Worlds every week.
Well, that too. But, what else? I played some Halo, some multiplayer Halo this week.
It kills me. Like, all the people in my friends list have stopped playing Halo.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
I'm like, what the hell happened?
But what's funny is I got online the other night. Usually I get online if I want to play something and nobody's on. I get online the other night and there's three people wanting to play Halo with me. and I'd already committed to one group, so I'm in this group. And then actually one of our listeners, Mad Smoke, jumped into the room. And the people I was in the room with kicked him out.
That's horrible.
So I apologize for that. But it was a 3-on-3 kind of thing that they had going on. So
that's funny that he jumped in.
They were just kicking out.
Did you even get to talk to him?
He said, "Hey, Wamba Trip." And I started to respond, and one of the guys that was in the room with me was like, "Hey, man, this is 3-on-3 room," and just kicked him out.
He's like, got a thick Scottish accent.
Yeah,
man.
He does.
Thick.
Very thick. But, so I apologize for that. Sure, it wasn't intentional. We'll have to get online at some point and play something.
Well, we've been trying to set up a new members challenge
to make it work this time.
We
need to get it done.
Because it didn't kind of work last time because
right.
we had podcast members on the members team, and you were on the members team at one point.
Yeah, and
it was really...
I was dragging their score down pretty good.
I see. Yeah. You are our form of sabotage.
Yes, I'm the sabotage. Yeah,
the last one, I jumped on at like 10 o'clock Eastern time, and everybody was already off.
I know, we'd already played like a bunch of games.
I'm
and
like, man, how do you play Halo earlier than 10 o'clock? I don't understand it. But, so I played quite a bit of that. What else did I play this week? Anything, really? Mostly just, you know, Halo and Disgaea and baseball. But the other thing that I wanted to share is I thought I was going to cry yesterday because I put a game that will not be mentioned, in my Xbox 360. And it
shall not be mentioned.
It did the thing where it came up and it told me how many friends I had online. And then you know how the little icon like whisks itself away into the corner? It started to whisk itself away as the game was loading, and it just froze there.
Nice.
And the system sat there, and all of a sudden, it sounded like there was some manner of alien hive growing out of my 360.
Oh my god.
Because it goes...
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that before.
I thought it was going to explode and kill me and my family.
That's what my Guitar Hero did before I switched it out.
Really?
Yeah, that's what my time shift was doing last night. I'm starting to get worried that my Xbox is going down.
So it tells me that the disc may be dirty or damaged. And I'm like, okay, I know that is not possible. So I restart, turn off the Xbox, turn it back on, restart it, get into the game, everything's good. I'm running up a hill, and all of a sudden, purpleness at the top.
Oh, not
the purpleness.
Oh, my.
But luckily it went away, and I haven't had any other problems since then. Knock on glass.
I'm starting to feel like my Xbox is doing the same thing, because I was playing games last night, and after about 20 minutes of each game, you would hear the disk drive just go...
Yep, that's what mine's been doing. It sounds like it's going to take off.
Yeah, it's just constantly going. I had to stop games and, like... Don't do that. That would make me upset.
All I got to say is one thing. Thank God for a 3-year warranty.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. So. Although it sucks that you still haven't got a box.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I haven't sent you your coffin yet.
The thing is, man, yeah, the coffin, exactly. I like that. But,
Well, I didn't invent it, but thank you.
But I'm, like, thinking to myself, man, I probably won't get my system until, like, a week before Christmas, probably. That just depresses me.
This is a bad time of year to not have a 360.
Yeah.
Shit. To not have anything, but to have your...
My most anticipated game for the whole year is about to come out here in about a little over a week from now.
Well, not even... I think I kind of phrased that wrong, because that's not even... That's a huge part of it, but that's not even why.
Yeah.
The problem is having to send something out and have it sent back to you. This is the wrong time of year.
Yeah. Christmas time.
Yeah.
So, I mean... That sucks. Hopefully you'll get it back here quickly.
You get it back before 2008.
Hopefully you get it back in time to play some Mass Effect.
Hopefully I get it back and it's still in working condition. Because I don't want to send it back again. You know something? If I have to send it back again right after receiving it, I might just... I might have to be forced.
Watch, Microsoft will send you back a shoebox with the Xbox 360 written on top of it and a little green circle drawn on the front. There's your 360.
And a little three red rings.
It's got rocks in it.
All right, but moving on to the special guest. What's been fondling your console?
Believe it or not, I haven't been playing a whole lot of anything this
week. I don't
see
you online playing much of anything except for NBA Live.
Yeah, just life's been a little complicated and busy. I've been trying to get a loan and all this other crazy stuff, so... Getting speeding tickets and everything.
Speeding tickets!
But, have been playing a little bit, though. Finally got my Castlevania to review. I got an A- on ours, and it's a brilliant game. Only for the hardcore, old-school Castlevania.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely hardcore.
Got The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And what I've played of it so far, I absolutely love, because I was kind of worried with the demo because they put
it
you
was in, a bad demo.
Yeah, that Lard Lad demo wasn't very good. So if you played the demo and it passed on the game because of the Lard Lad demo, say that three times fast, go out and buy the game, because you know what? The actual experience of the game is so much better than that demo.
But only if you're a huge Simpsons fan.
Yeah, exactly.
If,
well,
if you're just a
you wouldn't be playing it if you wouldn't be.
No,
anyway,
if you're not a Simpsons fan, this game is not going to do anything for you at
all. It's like buying Barbie Princess and not like a
Even
Barbie
if I was
game.
A Barbie fan, I don't know I'd buy that game.
If you were a Barbie fan... I would make fun of it.
Really? Sad is my time's been limited, so I mean, I will go back. I finally am on the disc 3 of Blue Dragon. And anybody who knows me knows this is like an amazing feat, because for me to be close to 30 hours in any game is amazing, unless it's a sports title.
Right.
Sports titles, I'll do that.
Despite the fact that's an RPG.
All right. And I hate RPGs typically, so there you go.
I'm glad you guys enjoy Blue Dragon. I really am.
I
really am. No, I mean, I just could not get into it at all.
It's not for everybody. No. It's really not.
It's E for everyone.
I thought it was E10. No, I thought it was T.
But basically, I mean, most of my time on whenever I do boot up the systems has been playing either demos, or I downloaded the Buccaneer pinball table.
Oh, the table.
Nice. Yeah, which is really awesome. It's really good.
I downloaded it. I haven't even played it yet.
It's actually really good. It's a lot higher scoring pinball table than the other three, too. But downloaded that and played the MX versus ATV demo.
Yeah, me too.
Which I have to download today. I haven't had it yet.
I don't think it's on the
No, it's not. We got a disc for it.
We got a disc. It's
all right. Here, okay. The good news is...
You can have it after the show.
Yeah, the good news is it plays like MX versus ATV that you've played 10 other times.
You know, I have to disagree with that, because it feels so loose. like the turning feels so loose that when I was going around a corner, I'd end up going off the track to the other side.
Well, that's more track design than loose, though.
It was, but the bike would turn at like almost a 90 degree angle every time I turned.
My question is, what is it with you barely moving your tire off the track just slightly, and then thinking that you're out of bounds and like telling you to get your ass backwards? I'm like, I just like barely went out of bounds, you touchy ass can. So, it's a disappointing game. Whether disappointing. Or not I may or may not buy it, I don't know yet. It depends on how much other I got to buy, because there's a lot to. I mean, just the demo just pretty much shows you there's going to be a lot to the game itself. So.
Yeah, I love those kind of games. It just makes me like disappointed that they didn't do anything with it.
No, it looks
like the last game.
It looks like the last game.
It looks
too.
Like it. It feels like it. I'm just so disappointed. The only time that series.
Yeah, the only time the game actually looks really good is during the little intro cutscene kind of things. But otherwise,
myself and Zero spent a ton of time on the last.
Yeah,
one
we
on
played
Xbox
the
Live.
Unleashed. Oh my god, we used to play that online all the time, and maybe that'll be the salvation.
Right.
Maybe being able to play online will be fun. But as it stands, as a single player game, I can't see myself playing it very long. I just don't like it that much.
Did download last night the Uncharted demo on the PlayStation
my god.
3, and it's
how
a,
is it?
It's a beautiful thing. I don't know where to begin, but I'll try. Basically, presentation's great. Seems like it's going to have an awesome story, just by the way the whole beginning of the story starts off.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like Drake is going to be a very likable character, and you're going to be like playing as this guy. Because it's kind of like a Han Solo-ish asshole kind of a character, which is pretty cool. Not the Greedo shoots first Han Solo, mind you, but the Han shoots first.
You're not allowed to say Greedo shoots first anywhere, because all that does is make Star Wars nerds bang their fist on the desk. Yeah. Every time they hear it, it's conditioned in them like Pavlov's dogs. So Greedo shoots first, boom!
But, now the visuals in the game are absolutely stunning. Everything from the bump mapping detail to the, like, when you're walking through the forest
and all
the trees are swaying, the grass leaves will part in your walking path, and the coolest thing is you jump in
the water
and your ass stays wet for like 30 seconds. It's freaking awesome.
I remember getting out of the water and looking at my character. I'm like, is his shirt wet? I was like, oh my god. Yeah, it was such a stupid thing to get excited about, but I'm sitting there looking at him like, that is fucking awesome. And he's walking. You walk a little bit, you jump a couple steps, and all of a sudden he's dry.
Yeah.
It's just the
attention to detail. God, like, that's really
good.
That's
what video games are good at.
But I have to say, though, I don't know how this is going to fare to the final product, but it's a hard-ass game. I ain't going to lie. if anything, just because the enemies are really smart, and they don't die very easy.
No, they don't die very easy. You got to go for that headshot.
Right. And the thing is, you try to go for the headshot, and their asses are running around and ducking everything. And then you run out of ammo, and so you're forced to really go out and melee attack, which is a bitch as well. Then by the time you get somebody to melee attack, 20 other enemies come behind you and start shooting you down. And so I'm really going to enjoy the game. It's really well done. I love the motion sensor aspect. The grenades are awesome.
But when you're walking over
the log and you have to do the whole tilt sensing thing over the log.
It's not overused.
It's well
used.
And it's not touchy either.
No, it's not at all.
So, the game is a must buy next week. So not this week coming up, but on the 20th when it comes out.
Oh, I'm definitely not.
Along with everything else. And
I was about to say the 20th is a great day for gamers.
I thought I was caught up with Assassin's Creed, Mass Effect, Rock Band, and WWE, which, yes, I'm a WWE fan. And I was like, oh, cool, I don't have to worry about buying any more games. And then, got to buy one more. But at least, hey, it gives me a chance to play my PS3 more than it would ever be planned,
so. I played that demo, and I absolutely loved it. And if I had to describe it to somebody, I'd be like, well, if Lara Croft and Marcus Fenix from Gears of War had a baby, it'd be Uncharted. Because it looks and feels like Tomb Raider with the puzzles and the climbing and the exploration, but it's a constant pop-and-stop shooter.
Collision detection is great, too.
Oh, yeah. And the controls took me a little while to get used to, because the way they've designed the main character is he reacts to everything very realistically. Like, so if you're falling off a ledge, it's not just going to be, you know, a solid drop. He'll actually be affected by it. When he bounces up against the wall, you'll see it on his face. Like,
You know what the game reminds me of? And the thing is, it's going to get all the Tomb Raider comparisons. You know what the game reminds me of? I'm going to pull one out of the hat here. I'm going to the mountain on this one for all you old-school gamers. This game reminds me of Flashback.
Oh, yeah.
In the
I remember that.
And stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah!
It, you know, a little more responsive and fully controllable characters, but just the level design and the just the way the game play is set, it just feels, I just like, reminded me of Flashback, which I just absolutely love that game.
And I still can't get over the jungle itself. It's, the jungle itself is just gorgeous. I mean, there's no pop-up, there's no drawing.
And what pisses me off, you see games that look this good and play this good and stuff. Where's Crysis on the consoles? It could be done. Fuck PC owners who are saying it can't
be. Have you seen the new footage of Crysis? OMG, the butt sex.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That thing
I still think it could be done.
And that's what kills me about PC gamers are all about Crysis, and then the console gamers are complaining about a $600 console.
Right.
Like, do you realize what it would cost to run Crysis?
Full out?
I mean, just as good as it looks in these videos, do you realize how much
that
would cost?
I'm not saying it's got to
like
look as good as
a PC
version. How many times have console gamers been happy with a game? You know, Half-Life 2, for instance, when it came on the original Xbox. Didn't look as good as the PC version, but you know what? Did it make you hate it any less? No.
Right, and you didn't have to spend
$3,000
on a gaming rig.
With the power of the 360 or PlayStation. You know, honestly, do it on the PlayStation 3. The system's got enough beef to it.
I'd love to see if I can play Crysis on the PS3, just for the visuals, because I think the game itself is going to be a lot like Far Cry with
superpowers. That's what I was about ready to say.
You know, and I'm not really all excited about the. I just think it's beautiful, but I don't want to spend that much
Crysis
money.
Crysis developers out there, keep in mind, on the rig that you're expecting this game to run on, you're going to sell like 2 copies.
Right.
So bring it to something that's going to sell. Not to mention it's the PC. Unless they're playing Warcraft, it's dead. PC is dead unless you're playing fucking Warcraft. Admit it.
Admit it.
Crytek's really shown that they're masters of pushing out games that are graphical powerhouses. The original Far Cry was just...
When it came out.
When it launched was just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, Far Cry 2, if you've seen any of this stuff, any of the early screens and stuff on that, it just looks sick.
It just boggles my mind how good
I remember the first time... I saw the first Far Cry's water. I was just completely blown away. Blown away. So they're very impressive at the graphical detail.
What's sad about my limited time and everything is, you know, I haven't got to play as much Guitar Hero as I would like. And chances are, with everything else that's coming out, it's probably going to see more of a backseat than anything else, just because it's still Guitar Hero when it's all said and done. So I'm looking for like a quick gaming fix. Guitar Hero probably won't be played for quite a while, especially when I'll be having Rock
Band. Well, Guitar Hero is terrible because as soon as you put it in, you play for like 5 hours. You can't help it. You just keep playing. You're like, oh, I can do this. I can do this.
But yeah, I mean, this week we got, you know, Creed.
Assassin's Creed is coming.
And,
can
of course,
you
for me,
take
SmackDown.
Me
If Scott Stapp shows up in Assassin's Creed, I'm turning the game off and throwing it against the wall.
You know what would be awesome? Is if he shows up in the game and then Altair kills him.
Yes.
Standing up on the
Who knows? Singing. I mean, with the whole possible future back and forth thing, he could be one of the people he needs to assassinate, and the world would like simultaneously go yes.
I think you'll find out that Altair is Scott Stapp.
You know what kills me is I was listening.
He's going to settle that goddamn score.
I was listening to one of the EGM editors. He's reviewing it. He said that the twist that they've been hiding this whole time. It's in the first 10 minutes of the game.
Yes, right. I heard that too.
It happens in the first 10 minutes of the game, and I'm just like, damn.
The thing is, I gotta say,
how people are not talking about this, you know? I wonder what it is.
Yeah, wow. I don't know. I'm incredible. I've been jacked up for Assassin's Creed since they announced it as Project Assassin on the PS3 originally.
Well, I lost interest in it when they started talking about how bad it was playing and all the glitches, and then...
Even then, I was still optimistic for it because the glitches that they showed were easy stuff to fix. I mean, especially for a development team like Ubisoft has. I mean,
what wasn't easy to fix, which I'm hoping is still true, especially with the reviews it's beginning, was collision detection.
Right.
That's not an easy thing to fix.
No.
And it sucked at the show.
The clipping and the stuff like that they showed initially, that's easy stuff.
All the little glitches, like where he's like lying.
Right.
Where the guy dies
air.
Like
in
there.
Yeah.
That's stupid glitches. But I mean, my thing that worried me is the way it played.
Right.
It was very touchy, and the collision detection was way off.
Right.
Don't know what my version was that I played, but...
But I haven't seen... All the reviews I've seen, I haven't seen any of them mention collision
detection. I haven't seen a review less than 9.5,
Yeah, the reviews are ridiculous for it.
I'm excited because there was potential to be a great game, and that's why, you know, a month ago when we talked about it getting delayed, I was actually up for it if it meant to make the game perfect, but maybe they did it. Maybe right. They pulled it off.
We'll find out in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yep. Jeez, it's really that close.
Yep. It's 2 days away. It's on Tuesday.
It's 2 days away, and I still have yet to get my delivery box. Dude, I am almost tempted to just go out and buy that arcade version of the 360, you know what I'm saying? And get this. I would have one system to play while the other system is being fixed.
You know, I have two Xbox 360s, and part of the reason, other than to have my fiancé play with me, was just in case.
Right.
Yeah, I mean...
That's bad. You know,
it is bad.
It is terrible that it would that it comes down to that.
Having a backup system.
Yeah. That's terrible.
But at the same time, it proves something that people are willing to do that just to be able to play these
right.
games, because there's so many friggin' good games to play
yeah.
on 360.
I can't imagine... The only thing that kind of sucks about... the next couple weeks is that, you know, going to be playing Assassin's Creed, going to be playing Mario Galaxies, and then Mass Effect comes out, and I'm not going to play anything else. That's the only thing that sucks.
Why do you think I'm trying to blast through all these games that I have on my list?
I've got a week to beat Assassin's Creed and Super Mario Galaxies, basically. Because
you're not
going to
beat
Mass
Galaxy
Effect,
in a week.
Because once Mass Effect comes out, that's it. I've got nothing else.
What's
to play.
Sad is all of us will be sitting there, turkey leg in one hand and a controller in the other, trying to play our video games.
Day after Thanksgiving, everybody else is going to be out shopping at 6 in the morning. I'm going to be up at 6 in the morning.
Just
playing,
a game.
Playing Mass Effect.
And you know something? You will actually be having a better time than they are.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially me.
So that pretty much wraps up for you?
I have to work on Black Friday.
Ooh.
Yes.
Is that good for you? Okay, well, you covered a lot of my stuff. MX vs. ATV, Uncharted, all that stuff. I have been playing The Simpsons. I did beat it. Loved it. Great game. Still playing Jericho. You know. It's all right. I did play a lot more of Time Shift, and I was kind of like up on it last week, and then I got a little further into it, and I realized what it's doing. It's pulling a Splinter Cell on me, where it's pulling a trial and error constantly. Because the way the game works is your time powers,
yeah.
they force you to use them. And then, like, some of the levels you'll die and you realize, oh, I was supposed to pause time there. I was supposed to rewind time
right.
there. And then you got to go back and do the level over. And that's just frustrating.
Well, you know what I mean? The whole time gimmick kind of lends itself to that. Because, I mean, if you think about it, the Prince of Persia games, there was always points in that. It was the same way. It was trial and error where you'd run across something and you'd die. And then as soon as you die, it kind of solves the puzzle for you. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a flaw with all time-based games.
The problem with Time Shift, though, is you never see it before it happens. Like, they talk about, you can do it this way, you can
right.
do it that way. They say, you got so many ways that you can play this game. There's really not. There's really one way you can play this game, and you're going to learn exactly how you need to do this, and if you don't do it this way, you're probably going to die.
Right.
You're going to have to reload, and it sucks. On the other hand, the multiplayer is the saving grace. That multiplayer, which there's like 20 people playing online, which is sad, but the idea of, like, instead of, you know how, like, Fear did it, where it would slow everybody down?
Right.
You actually throw these grenades, and it creates a ball, and inside that ball, time is frozen. So if you're outside the ball, nothing's going on, but you walk inside of that area, everything's frozen. So you can go in there and just try to shoot and all that kind of stuff. So it's really cool. It's it's a really good multiplayer, but single player, it's starting to wear on me. It's pretty. It's very pretty. It reminds me of Riddick.
Gotcha.
Really? The way it looks.
Does that demo look like crap?
No, it looks really... I should show it to you when we get done. I mean, it's just some of the detail and stuff in the levels. It is really pretty. Also played another game that isn't coming out until February this week. Turok. I actually played Turok this week.
You weren't on it. You weren't high on it.
I wasn't.
I talked to you last.
I really wasn't high on it. I haven't went back and played it again. It's really kind of flaky. Like, the controls and stuff don't feel right. And the dinosaurs, when they attack you, it knocks you down into this... unavoidable animation.
Oh, man, I was kind of afraid of that.
And it's terrible. It is terrible when they knock you into that animation because there's nothing you can do.
Jeez.
And so far, and we all know, we've all played the old Turoks, the best thing about Turok was the weapons.
Right.
This is your standard list of bullshit. Shotgun, machine gun, pistol, knife. There's no cerebral bore. There's no, like, mini nuke, you know?
Jeez.
Hey, no, that won't be in the final game, though.
I'm not saying it won't be in the final game, and I'm still very optimistic about the final game. But the demo left me really kind of disappointed.
It's got to be better than the last one, Evolution, though.
Well, it's much better than Evolution.
We had to sell that game to five-year-olds, remember that?
Tobias Bruckner.
No matter if the kid is 5 years old, sell it to him.
Turok Evolution. I actually beat that game.
It's Vendor of the Month. Sell
you
it to him.
You beat that game?
I beat Turok Evolution.
Man, I was when that game came out, I was working for a friend of mine. He owned a video game store, and he was convinced, even though we tried to warn him, he was convinced that that game and the Terminator game that came out at the same time,
Redemption,
he was convinced that both of those were going to sell like crazy. So he ordered as many copies of them as he could. He ordered like...
What?
And this was a small, like really small independent game store. He ordered like 50 copies each of those games.
He's probably still sitting on 48 of them.
None of them sold. It got to the point where he started out selling them at like $45 a piece. And it got to the point where he was giving them away with other games. He was like, here, if you buy this game and this game, I'll give you Turok Evolution for free.
What's sad about it is Terminator wasn't a bad game.
No, it wasn't a bad game.
It wasn't a great game, but it wasn't a bad game. Turok Evolution, on the other hand,
yeah.
I beat that entire game because I'm such a Turok fanboy. I love the series. It sucked. It sucked bad.
Yeah, it was awful. It was pretty awful.
But this new one, I mean, I'm still hyped on it. I'm still hyped on a lot of the stuff that it's going to do, and I think they'll fix a lot of it. But the demo just, I don't know, left me kind of sour.
I want to borrow that. So.
Oh, yeah. Also been playing Fear Files. I think I'm the only person that's still a fan of Fear anymore.
I'm not saying I'm not a fan. I just never beat it, so you told me there's no point in playing it.
That's really because when you load up the first expansion packs, there's two expansion packs on the game, and Half-Life has taken over marketing campaigns.
Right, no doubt.
Fear's like, two games, one box! I'm like, woo! <"Ooh." laughs> But they failed to mention that each game's only like 2.5 hours long.
Right.
But when you start the first expansion, it literally starts right at the end of Fear. So if you haven't beat Fear and you play that, you'll be like, shit. I just saw the ending to Fear, and it kind of sucks because it ruins it. It's still, to this day, there's no game that I can sit down and play where I'm terrified when I walk through a dark hallway as I am when I walk through Fear. I literally get scared when I play. Like, when I'm sitting there and I'm walking through and I see a dark, long hallway, I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. It starts the lights start flickering, and all of a sudden this big, crazy girl comes out and flames everywhere, and oh. And there's been like 4 or 5 moments of that already in the first little bit of the Extraction Point campaign. And
so there's more of it in that than there is in the actual game?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there was one scene where, I don't want to spoil too much,
right,
but I'll tell you this one scene because most people aren't probably going to play it. I walk into this warehouse, pitch black, turn my flashlight on, there's a phone ringing, and I walk over to it. And it's right after one of those like flash scenes happens. I walk over and I pick up the phone. All of a sudden, this giant scream comes from the windows, and the windows just explode. It scared the bejesus out of me. I was in there playing, I'm like, ah! But that's one thing I say about Fear, is it is a genuinely creepy game. As a first-person shooter, it's kill the same enemy over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's not all exciting. The slow-mo time is cool. When you shoot somebody with a shotgun and they explode into giblets, it's a beautiful thing. But the same enemy over and over again gets old. It's that whole experience of being scared that makes it good. So, I really like it. I also play the new Lego Star Wars.
The Complete Saga?
The Complete Saga.
And how is it?
It's Lego Star Wars.
Sweet.
It's so online.
If you played the other ones, is
you
it
don't
still,
need to buy
yeah,
this.
That's what I figured.
You don't need to
unless
buy this.
Unless you plan on playing.
Unless you
want
to play
online,
online
right.
Which is really cool that they added that. And then B-Movie game.
Yeah.
So you can make fun of me all you want.
Yeah. So what I don't see on that list, which is curious, that Midway send you Zombie Ninja Pro-Am.
No, I haven't got my Aqua Teen Hunger Force yet, and I'm very sad.
All right, well,
I haven't got it yet.
So, if you don't have it by midweek, remember that Lost Planet I want from you?
Yeah.
Trade.
If I don't get it, I'm sure I'll get it, but if I don't get it, because you know I got to have me some Zombie Ninja Pro-Am, I must have that.
So how was the B-Movie?
I like it.
I mean,
it's not something that you or I or Wombat or Brian is going to go out and buy.
I also got golf balls with golf tees.
You did?
With Zombie Ninja Pro-Am.
You got to give me those anyway. I hate you so bad right now.
Just Midway on the golf tees and stuff on there.
You know, my Aqua Teen fetish is sickening. No, the B-Movie game, if you have kids, it's like a great game for kids. And it doesn't make you feel stupid like the kids. Like, it's not one of those.
It doesn't make you feel stupid like your kids.
It doesn't make the kids feel stupid when they play it because it's actually well designed. It's perfectly paced. The mini games are fun. The only mini game that isn't fun is the racing game because it's just so ridiculously easy.
Zero tolerance says your kids are stupid.
They'll put that on the back of the box for the B-Movie game. You kids can play this because it's not for stupid people.
No,
I just had to say, it always impresses me when I have to review one of these games and I play it, and it's not complete and utter shit.
Gotcha.
It's not trash. Yeah. And I play it, and I'm like, well, this is really kind of fun. It's pretty, too. Like, it looks almost as good as the movie in some scenes.
Huh.
And it's just like, wow. You know, the little hub world, like, GTA-style thing, that's kind of retarded.
And does Jerry Seinfeld actually provide the voice for the
character? Either him or a really good imposter. No, I'm pretty sure they got Jerry Seinfeld to do the voice, because it's funny. And it's genuinely funny, just like any other animated kids movie.
Sweet.
It's What's the deal? 2% milk.
What's the deal? But if that isn't enough, I think that's... And then, of course, Guitar Hero.
Right.
Nonstop. Virtua Fighter. I played the shit out of that. I mean, I just...
I wish I was playing Virtua Fighter.
If you did not see the Guitar Hero South Park episode, you need to go watch that. Because it... I wonder how many people that pissed off. That wraps up fondling.
You got a million points.
And here we are at 50 minutes.
Exactly. So we're going to... Let's jump into news before we take a break. So, Mr. Wombold, if you would be so kind.
Here we go.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program presents News Quickies. Brought to you by Lilibell's Face Beautifying Solution. Works great to make your face look absolutely beautiful. And remember, if it doesn't work, you're just too damn ugly. And now, your host, Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan.
I mean, zero tolerance.
Seacrest in.
And brought to you by Coke.
Oh, that's terrible. Anyway, we'll start off with the news with Corey Barlog left Sony. Did you read this? He left Sony and he was the director of God of War.
He was.
And then immediately after he left, God of War 3 gets announced.
Uh-oh. They're like, yeah, we were just waiting to kick his ass out the door before we... No, I don't
see a problem with this. Because the team that made that game was very vocal on like the making of, if you watched it. And they're a great team.
Right.
It's still going to be really good.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, they switched directors after the first one.
And the second one was awesome.
You know, just as good, if not better. So, you know, they switched directors after this one. And
Jaffe
sure
laid the groundwork.
Yeah.
It's already there.
Yeah.
These guys just need to improve upon it. And as long as they can do that, it'll be fine.
You know what?
Xbox 360.
Jaffe's got his own thing going on now. But it wouldn't shock me if he didn't come back as a special consultant on God of War 3. With quotes around special consultant.
He does a whole lot of talking, not a whole lot of game making lately.
No, he does.
Yeah.
Where's his games at? Shit. But I love his games, but he needs to make some more.
It really wouldn't shock me if he didn't assist with the God of War.
I'm sure he will. Project. I kind of wonder where Corey Barlog is going to go.
Kojima stopped making Metal Gear. Oh, wait a minute.
No,
he didn't. This is the last one, too.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Absolutely.
It's going to end
here.
The
last one with Snake in it.
Yeah.
No, I don't see a problem. As good as the God of War team is... As much power as they milked out of the PlayStation 2, I can't even imagine
what
it's
going to
look like on the PlayStation 3.
I can't even imagine.
The scale of that game is going to be ridiculous.
Astronomical.
Ridiculous.
The next piece of news might make you a little more happy about Rock Band. It's gone golden, and there's a new track been unveiled. The Lords of the Underworld is actually in that game.
Yes.
Wow.
You get to play that in Rock Band. How awesome is that?
Sweet.
Awesome. I got to be the singer on that one.
Timmer!
Since I'm the only one in this room who's actually going to purchase it and or get it free from EA.
Quit rubbing it in.
You're more welcome. Well, hey, more welcome to come over. We'll all have a jam session and all kinds of crazy stuff. So, well, the other thing is, when I found out that the vocals weren't going to be online, I mean, for obvious reasons, I mean, that's a lot of bit compression to try to get online.
Yeah.
But that kind of took a lot of the steam out of the online for me, though.
I don't think it's built as an online game. I don't think anybody would miss it if it wasn't there.
Right.
I really don't, other than DLC, play online.
And I mean, plus, it's not the same. Just
no,
like
it's not.
Guitar Hero wouldn't be the same playing
it online.
We've
played Guitar Hero online, what, once?
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean,
although it was fun.
It was fun.
And I'm actually looking forward to doing it again.
But it's not as much fun as being in the same room and playing. It never will be for that kind of game. Also, for Rock Band news, we have the official downloadable content packs that are going to be available. No pricing yet, which people are really going to... They're putting a lot of real estate in this.
Yeah.
How much this is going to cost.
I'm a little nervous about it.
Because they're releasing them in three different forms. There's packs that include songs and genres and artists, and then there's singles, and then there's whole albums. The first set is the Police Pack with Roxanne, Synchronicity 2, and Can't Stand Losing You, all originals. Second pack is Queens of the Stone Age with 3s and 7s, 666, and Little Sister.
Little Sister's
I like Little Sister, but I don't know if I'd buy it just for that one song. Because I didn't like 3 and 7s.
I didn't either. The Metallica pack, or a 3 or 6 song pack, no announced titles yet.
Thing is, and they also say don't mention if it's Masters. But of course you know it's going to be Masters because...
You're going to complain. Nobody's going to sing my show.
I'm not sorry, and I'm going to complain.
Black Sabbath pack, which will be all covers with NIB, Sweet Leaf, and War Pigs. The David...
sorry.
The David Bowie
Sweet
pack.
Sweet Leaf, rated T for teen.
The David Bowie pack with Moonage Dream, Heroes, and Queen Bitch. The punk pack. You might get into this. With the Ever Fallen in Love by the Buzzcocks, I Fought the Law by the Clash, and Rockaway Beach by the Ramones.
Hmm. Although I'm really depressed that there was no Sex Pistols on that list. Even though it was just the same Anarchy in the UK brought over.
Why not? They stole every other song from Guitar Hero. Yeah.
You know what? They played pretty vacant on freaking...
On South Park. Yeah,
I'm
heard
like,
that.
Oh, I would love
pretty
to have that
vacant.
Song. I would love that. Even if it's that newer version that they also recorded for it, I would love to have it. Anyway.
And then the single songs that have been announced are Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater.
Yeah, that one's from Wamba Trip.
Yeah, it is.
Jukebox Hero by Foreigner.
You know what's pissing me off right now? Like, I'm looking at, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just have to say this right now. I'm looking over the list here.
It's better than what's in the box.
The fucking songs on the downloadable content are better than the songs in the box. That sort of soured me on Rock Band 2. Is that I really feel like they held out a lot of the big ticket stuff for downloadable content.
I'm happy with the songs that are packed in, to be honest with you.
See, I'm not.
There's only a few that I'm happy with. I don't know.
I mean, other than the Weezer song, I'm not really sold on the games in the box.
But Weezer song's probably going to be boring to play.
Right. And I mean, even if. I guess my thing is, even if the songs in the pack were good, I really do feel like they held off some of the really, really good stuff for downloadable content,
DLC.
Which I can understand why. I mean, they're going to make a lot of money off of it, but it's still annoying.
But it sucks because people that don't have online that are just buying this to play aren't going to have access to these songs at all.
And I mean, to be completely honest with you, if Roxanne and Little Sister and Fortunate Son... And Buddy Holly and My Sharona, if songs like that were actually in the game and I didn't have to buy them separately, it would seriously make me consider buying the game more. But
we'll have to see how the pricing goes.
Right.
I'm very interested to see how the pricing goes.
Oh, man, My Sharona. That
My Sharona by the Knack.
That would be a fun song to play.
Especially on the drums.
Oh,
Cherry
yeah.
Bomb, The Runaways. Bang a Gong, T-Rex.
The Joker
the
Power
and the Thief.
Station version. Come on now.
The Joker and the Thief.
I like that.
Wolf Mold.
I like
Wolf
that
Mother.
Song. That's in the show's music.
Oh yeah, it is, isn't it?
Brass in a Pocket by the Pretenders. My Iron Lung by Radiohead. And Buddy Holly by Weezer.
Buddy Holly by Weezer.
See, that would be a more fun song to play.
They need to get Van Halen on this, man.
Who?
Van Halen.
Oh, Van Halen. I was like, Van Halen. I'm like, well, you made a joke there and you didn't even know about it.
Van Halen.
All right, I think that's all my Rock Band news I have right now.
here comes another
news.
This
was a big story this week in the interwebs. Yeah. The Xbox 360 outsold the PS3 in Japan.
Game Boy Advance sold the PS3 in Japan.
Yeah, but it's the Xbox 360. It doesn't outsell anything in Japan. Yeah. It doesn't even outsell probably the NES. In Japan.
Well, and I mean, the one thing, the one surprising thing to me is how high Ace Combat 6
that's what it was
sold in Japan. And
because
it
was number 2 on the top 50 for the week.
In
Japan. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the kind of game that it takes to move systems in Japan?
I guess. They're going to have to release Ace Combat 7 in like the next 3 weeks so they can make up some more ground. Because Microsoft's getting destroyed in Japan. Overall,
I don't even think it's a fight.
No, it's not.
It's more like a massacre.
No, here's the thing. They're doing better in this generation than they did in last generation.
Well, that's not even...
Yeah, that's not saying much,
Yeah, but it is progress.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
And I don't think they should give up on Japan. I think they should still pursue Japan.
I think if they give up Japan but still get to keep all the games that come from Japan, that would
be
cool. Because Japan just doesn't seem to matter anymore. Seems like a waste of time to me.
Because I love playing Japanese-made games like from Capcom and Konami and stuff like that, and I don't want to see that go away.
Did you just say Japan doesn't even seem to matter anymore?
Not for the Xbox.
No.
I mean, it really, I didn't mean the country doesn't matter anymore.
Well, think about it, though. I mean,
No, not for the 360.
Unless you're a role-playing fan. What Japanese developed games you've been playing lately?
Dude, every fighting game besides Mortal Kombat is Japanese.
Okay, what new Japanese developed games you've been playing that's not an RPG?
Well, I was playing Virtual Fighter 5 before my 360 went red-ringed.
Well, it kills me, too, because a lot of the Japanese franchises are getting made by American teams now. Like Silent Hill is.
Yeah.
You think of the five games of the year candidates. You know, BioShock, Mass Effect, Halo, Orange Box, and I'm missing one.
Mario Galaxy.
Mario Galaxy.
That's the only Japanese title in the bunch. So,
right. Well, you know, you're not allowed to include Orange Box, okay?
Yeah,
stop
not.
Trying to throw it in there. This game of the year.
You know what's going to be up in every magazine.
If it beats out BioShock, Mass Effect, Super Mario, if it beats out any of those, I quit being a gamer.
It's on the list of a nominee. Just like Jim Carrey's on the list for Best Actor nominee sometimes. And he never's going to win, but...
You notice he excluded Halo.
I did notice he excluded Halo.
Did I? That's what I left out. It was not Mario Galaxy. That's
Mario Galaxy
out.
Should be in there, man, before a lot of those, though.
You know that this has been a good year for gaming when you have a top five games of the year and Halo 3's not even in the top five.
You know it's been a good year for gaming when you've got... What, 6-7 games maybe in the running for game of the year? I mean, because you even go back to God of War 2.
That's what I was going to say. You know how many people forgot about that game that it came out this year?
Right.
God of War 2? I mean, shit.
So, you got God of War 2, Super Mario Galaxy. We'll throw in Orange Box for Brian. Call of Duty 4.
Possibly Uncharted. Yeah. Depending
Uncharted.
On how
possibly well Assassin's Creed.
Possibly Assassin's Creed. Call of Duty 4 is possible?
Yeah, I said Call of Duty 4.
Oh, did you? I didn't
hear
you.
Listen, man.
I'm trying, but there's too many games.
Beowulf?
Oh, wait. Shut up.
Conan.
Spider-Man 3.
Jericho.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force and Zombie Ninja Pro-Am. Game of the year.
You know what's crazy? Is that
Pixel Junk Racers?
Fuck you.
A lot of people's top 10 games Yaris. Of the year are going to be like...
Two Worlds.
Oh, God.
You know what? You just blew it. You're done. Put a fork in you. You're done.
Denied.
Now we're going to talk about PS3 firmware 2.0.
Oh!
2.0. Did you get it?
I did.
Do you like it?
Didn't notice it.
You didn't notice the new themes?
Didn't download them.
Oh. You need to try that out because it makes it... My favorite feature... This is the dumbest thing. My favorite feature is that you can darken the background. So, if you put, a really good picture that kind of blends in with the
I thought the themes were pink, nature, and pixel.
Well, there are, but you can make your own.
Oh, can you?
You can download and make your own.
Where's that at?
Go to usboards.playstation.com, and it's on. There's a ton of them. But my favorite feature is you can put your own wallpaper in there now and kind of darken it so that it's more black,
right.
So that the cross-media bar doesn't disappear.
Yeah, my Simpsons one was terrible. I couldn't
you
see
can
shit.
Because I put the Resident Evil 5 one back up and darkened it so that I could actually see my cross-media bar now. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. You can also group things. So, all that stupid list of all those demos that you have, you can group it into one folder.
Right, I saw the playlist thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. But no XMB in-game.
Nope.
No cross-messages. I was playing Uncharted, somebody sent me a message. I'm like, I can't respond to this.
It's like, hey, we made a playlist for your music, but you still can't use it in a video game.
And that little ticker, all it tells me is the games are out.
Yeah.
That's all it tells me is, Ratchet and Clank's out.
I'm sure it'll tell me more. I'm just waiting for the one that says, hey, download the beta for home.
I already have that one.
You know what? What amazes me about the whole 2.0 update is they had that poll on the website not too long ago. I think it was just last week that asked, of these three, which do you want in the 2.0 update the most? And it was in-game XMB access, cross-game messages, or the ability to play your own soundtracks in your game. Ability to play your own soundtracks in game one, which surprised me.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
And none of them were in the update. I don't know. That was kind of baffling to me.
I feel that it's really shitty that they didn't add any of this stuff.
I'm also pissed that Sony, had to release another console to give people functionality to play their PSP through their television.
Right.
I'm sick of this. If you want this functionality, you got to buy another system, even though we know that you support us from the beginning. Bullshit.
So yeah.
I'm waiting. Anybody who's a great hacker out there, please hack this in. And not the one where you got to take every freaking piece of the PSP apart just to play it through your television. But you know what? There's got to be some kind of firmware hack because the display button is on there. And there's got to be a way where you can just switch it over to the audio video. So whoever's out there, I will personally shake your hand.
They're going to get right on it then.
Exactly. Hey, my handshake is gold in some countries.
He will hold your hand like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Granted, they're third world countries, and the only reason they're shaking my hand is because they're taking it something to eat. But
wow. You see where this goes? You see where it goes? We're moving on. Anyway. Devil May Cry 4 has been collectorized.
Who didn't see this coming?
I use this word because I'm so fucking sick of collector's editions.
Dude, everything.
Like, every game has a collector's edition anymore.
$79.99.
Here's what you get. It comes out February 5th, by the way, which is a good time.
Yeah.
In addition to the game, you get a metal case. Imagine that.
Nice.
A metal case. Include the Devil May Cry animated series anime disc that comes with the first 4 episodes out of 12. Volume 1 of 4-disc DVD anime series will also be available when it launches. So in case you want to buy it. There's also a bonus DVD. Guess what? It's making of...
Holy shit,
that's never in a special one. Soundtrack. Digital art book with images and sketches, wallpapers, icons, screensavers, and it's $80.
Totally worth it.
You know, eventually...
No.
Eventually...
Well, you will like the anime.
Oh, yeah. The anime disc in itself is going to be $20. And
well, then it's a deal for you. For me... Just regular edition.
Eventually, collector's edition is going to be the fucking plastic box. Because everything gets a collector's edition with the metal box.
How about I want to play it the edition before I go spend $80 on it, because I'm still kind of worried about that one, too.
Devil May Cry? Really? I'm
or at least
pumped
a demo.
About it. I don't know. I guess I'm just a big fan.
Is the collector's edition going to be for both systems?
As far as I know, I don't know for certain. What they should do on the PS3 is they should put it all on one disc.
Yeah.
On the Blu-ray. Put the soundtrack, be able to download it to your hard drive.
But then they would have to delay it 5 months.
No, that's... You see, you made a joke there, but it was out of context because Stranglehold wasn't delayed for the DVD. It was delayed because of the Unreal Engine.
Right.
Midway was having problems with the Unreal Engine on the PS3, which is why Blacksite got delayed. And which, by the way, speaking of delays, did you see when the Orange Box is coming out for the PS3?
Yes.
January now.
Jeez.
I don't understand that. I don't, because isn't Valve like the easiest engine... Isn't that engine like
source
the easiest?
Engine?
Yeah. The source engine like the easiest engine to build?
Well, yeah, but
hell, Gary modded it.
The reason
who's Gary?
The reason it's not out yet on the PS3 is because Gabe Newell doesn't like the PS3.
It's a waste of time, and I'm eating some crackers.
Crackers. All right,
we're gonna close. Shut up. Like, we're gonna close out the news.
Unless you mean whole white people.
That's what I meant. No more NPD to non-paying sites. The NPD has finally been fed up with the whole stupid numbers controversy.
I've been waiting for it forever.
Me too. I'm tired of talking about it. And we do it just because it's news, but I'm so tired of talking about it.
Yeah, but I mean, as this gen, unlike any other, is so numbers driven. Think about how much people pay attention to sales numbers now compared to how they paid attention to them in the last gen.
Dude, I couldn't even begin to tell you.
NPD knows that.
You know, I didn't know how many consoles each one of the previous gen sold until this gen.
No, absolutely not.
That's just because they kept bringing it up.
Well, and I mean, I think they finally realized that, you know, up until now, they've been like, you know, the only people reading the NPD numbers were like people who were actually in the industry. Now, everybody wants to read them, so they're like, fuck you, pay for them.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Last piece of news, EA closes EA Chicago.
Which explains a lot about the Fight Night delay, even though they did move it to another studio, but it does make sense of why there was no Fight Night this year.
Well, the Marvel game is apparently in peril now, and so is Def Jam.
Yeah.
So, we may not see sequels to those, which...
You mean there won't be a sequel to Def Jam Icon? That was so good.
Good.
Good. Good. All right, we have some rumors from OXM. Yes, we stole them. The next Mortal Kombat will be versus DC Comics.
Which is stupid. I'm sorry. I know
that's my Reese cup, bitch.
I know you like it because you...
Too great taste. It tastes
love
great
DC
to get.
That's
the
Reese
cup.
Do you want DC 3D characters, or you want Mortal Kombat to go 2D anime?
It's going to be 3D anyway. I mean, it's going to use the Unreal Engine.
So are you going to be able to do fatalities to Batman?
I hope so.
How are you going to do a fatality to Superman?
You know what? Shut up.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Up his ass.
It doesn't have to make sense for me to have an orgasm over it, okay? Period. End of story. It's done.
I'm going to do one.
I'm excited.
I'm going to make him say your name backwards, bitch.
Yeah. That'd be a good one.
Oh, and there's also a rumor that Rock Band will have 100 pieces of DLC by this time in 2008.
Goddamn shame for $170 they couldn't put those 100 pieces of DLC in the fucking box.
You know, it's funny how much people talk about how expensive this is, but it's still a fucking deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there, but still.
It's a guitar, what's a funny mic, is like, a drum set.
What's funny
game.
Is like a lot of people will be like, well, I think I'll wait till they bring them out separately and buy the drums. And it's like, you know, you're still going to pay close to $150 for the game and the drums together.
So the game just, and the drums is like $140 before tags.
Right. So you might as well get the mic and the guitar too.
Whatever.
Well, here in a couple of weeks, I'll just let the whole world know just how worth this.
You let the world know.
I'll let the world know. Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we do new releases and answer some questions. So, Mr. Khan, take me out.
Stuck outside you. Ooh. We can use one another.
Ah, we're back.
Wow. Whoa. That's nice and gravelly.
I'm on like a speed demon now. We're going to run down new releases. First
micro machine here. Let me tell you about the micro machine parts.
Don't say micro machine. It's not the real thing, bitch. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader comes out for the Nintendo DS. I told you we'd talk about
Woo!
It. Comes out for the DS.
Got that pre-ordered.
Hackside Area 51 comes out this week, 4 to 360. Boogie's coming to the Y. PS2. Cars Mater National for the
comes
Wii.
Comes out on the Wii. Man, another solid title for the Wii.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, Imagination Invaders for the DS.
Hmm.
Mortal Kombat. It's just Mortal Kombat.
Just Mortal Kombat.
It's Ultimate Mortal Kombat is actually what it is for this. SpongeBob Atlantis SquarePants.
Another Atlantis solid title for the Wii.
Wait, I didn't get to read it. Atlantis SquarePantis.
Oh my god.
Super Mario Galaxy is this week.
Woohoo! Really? It comes out this week?
This week.
Warhammer 40,000
for
the PSP.
God.
Warhammer 40K for the PSP Squad Command.
Bet that'd be pretty decent.
Yeah.
Alien vs. Predator Requiem for the PSP this week.
Interesting.
Whoa.
Assassin's Creed. Greed. For PS3 and 360.
Greed.
Baby Pals.
Another solid title for the Nintendo DS.
You need to go Google that cover.
I love that awesome. Cover. That cover's awesome.
Baby Pals. That must be Andrew.
Beowulf comes out for the 360.
You know, I've been hearing some really good stuff about that movie.
I heard it was
well,
awesome.
This is the game.
Yeah, but the movie, I've read some reviews, and they say it's like a masterpiece.
No.
Contra 4. Contra 4 comes out for the DS this week.
Maybe I'll
oh
get a DS.
Oh, my God. I got to pick that up.
Yes, you do. Cookie Mama 2, Dinner with Friends.
Electric Boogaloo.
Guess who's coming to dinner? The Cookie Mama.
Crysis finally makes its
Crysis is coming out this week for the PC.
Jeez.
Holy shit. Dancing with the Stars comes out this week.
With the dance pad. Man. Came out last week for just a game.
Right.
What's wrong with you? Dragon Ball Z, Budokai, Tenkaichi 3, got something.
Yeah. Part 3.
Fire Pro Ooh. Wrestling Returns for the PS2. $9.99 budget title with a terrible cover. looks like the old boxes from Muscle.
Yeah, it
you
does.
Remember Muscle?
Yeah.
Geometry Wars Galaxies, the overpriced
yeah,
Xbox
I remember
Live
Muscle.
Arcade game.
Yeah.
For the Wii, $39.99.
Wii gets another solid title for $40.
Jeez.
Jenga.
It's Jenga.
How much are they selling on Geometry Wars
this week too? Fuck.
Kane and Lynch is also this week. PS3 and 360. What game?
Geometry Wars.
$40 for the
Jeez.
Week. King of Fighters 11 comes out this week.
Maybe.
Maybe. Medal of Honor's Heroes 2 for the Wii and the PSP.
Trade in fodder.
Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops Plus. Monster Jam for the PS2, DS, and 360.
Monster Jam. Get down.
Need for Speed.
Wow.
Hit
Need
me.
For Speed Pro Street comes out this week for 360, PS3, PS2, DS, Wii, your mom.
yeah, I played that too.
Your
I mom!
Wasn't
so mom.
Orcs and Elves for the DS.
Oh, that sounds great.
Pets, cats.
Two.
Is that grammatically correct? No. Pets, cats? Pets, cats, two for the Wii, pets, PS2.
And they're trying to be urban by using the Z.
Pets, dogs for the Wii, PS2.
I'm sure pets, hamsters, and pets, horses is on. Yep.
Pets, hamsters, life, two. Pets, horses. Pets, your
why
mom.
Why would you buy a $30 video game that lets you experience having a pet hamster when a pet hamster is $10?
I don't know.
A real pet hamster.
Puzzle Quest Challenge of the Warlords comes out for the PS2 this week. And yes, everybody who bitched about how much it was on Xbox Live Arcade, it's more expensive on the PS2, but you won't complain because it's $20 on the PS2.
Well, at least you get a case and a disc.
Oh, holy shit.
But it's not in HD.
And it doesn't have achievements.
It's true.
Or Rayman wrong. Raving Rabbids 2 for this.
Probably the Wii.
And the Wii. Yeah. And Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles for the Wii.
Another reason I wish I had a Wii.
Smarty Pants.
Fucking for Soldier of Fortune's out this
Soldier
week,
of Fortune
too?
Also comes out this
Jesus
week.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You know what's amazing to me about Soldier of Fortune? Is it's already releasing, and you've heard nothing about it until now.
Yeah, but you can still blow people's arms and legs right. off, so that's all I need to know. Sonic Rivals 2 comes out this week. Shortcake.
I
Strawberry
don't know,
Shortcake.
It's Sega.
I don't know, it's Sega. Strawberry Shortcake 4, Seasons Cake.
Seasons Cake.
Tomb Raider Anniversary Wii. SmackDown vs. Raw for the DS.
And
I'm
everything.
Not kidding. 1 week.
Yeah, and everything else.
Jeez. PSP, PS3, Wii, PS2. Jesus fucking Christ. What isn't it coming out on? Oh my God.
More
the
Zunes.
There's yeah. even a pink Zune coming out for
you
crying out loud.
I got the Zune. I got the Zune. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think we
oh,
have
no, wait.
America's Army. True Soldiers also comes out this week.
I think yeah. there might be something else. Keep
don't buy that.
Oh my Jesus. Oh my Jesus. Impossible Mission.
Luigi Plus doll.
Impossible Mission for the DS? Is that like the old Commodore 64 Impossible Mission?
It says it's under Puzzle and Cards, but why has that guy got night vision? They're playing Cards in the Dark or something.
I don't know, but all I remember about the original Impossible Mission on Commodore 64 is when you first started the game.
See, that's not right. It's not coming out. I think
according to this list, Uncharted comes out this week on the 15th.
Sony says it's the 20th, so I believe Sony on that one.
Word Jong.
Another Mahjong game.
Yeah, we already got the holiday stockings already. So.
Okay, that's it. That wraps up new releases.
And
so if you weren't broke, nah, you're going to be broke
you
next
gonna
week.
You're going to be now, motherfucker.
And I would like to make a comment.
Go ahead and make a comment. I got to find something anyway.
A couple weeks ago, I saw a video with Adam Sessler from G4.
He's balding.
He's cool. He knows his stuff. He made a very valid point about all of the great games coming out in like October, and he made a really good point. And the point is, it's not little kids that are getting these games for Christmas. It's grown people buying the games. The thing is, when you have these 20-some, 30-some-year-old guys buying games, it is pointless to release a whole bunch of grade A titles all at one time. It's counterproductive, and it's like and Adam said something along the lines of, "We're not little kids waiting for games for Christmas."
I am.
You know, he says that. You know, we are people with jobs. We buy games, and when companies put out a whole bunch of games all at one time, they're just completely missing the point. They're completely missing the audience.
We do this every year.
But you know what? Does that mean you're not going to buy them?
Well, that means that
the thing is, they're
going to
sell regardless. Whether you bring them out in March or you bring them out at Christmas season. But you know what? Unfortunately, these people have bills to pay and stockholders to feed. So
thing is,
that's why they do it this time of year. I know it's a never ending diatribe on how much it sucks to have 700 games come out in 1 or 2 weeks right before Christmas. But you know what? That's when everybody's out shopping.
And thing is, though, that's when everybody's out shopping for other people.
Right.
So that
grandma
that,
is
that,
in
that
my store for
make
the first fucking time
though.
Buying games.
It doesn't make any sense to release all of your grade A titles at the very end of the year, because
it does, and I'll tell you why. Because throughout the regular part of the year, hardcore gamers are out looking for their hardcore games. During Christmas, they got mom, grandma, Aunt Helen, Bobby Sue, brother, and all this other crap
going out Kentucky,
going out and buying them games. for this holiday big rush. So they're going to get more of these games because they got more people that they can mooch off of to get this financial burden that they may not have in their own wallet. If all these games are spread out, you may or may not have this kind of money. But this is the time of year where it's the season to be giving, and what better thing to give like 6-7 games to one kid? So
I do that for myself every week.
I totally agree with that, but I still think the actual reality of that is not there.
Believe me, I'm already looking at my list and bitching that there's 3 games I think I forgot about that are coming out this week, and with the speeding ticket I just got, pretty much something's got
to
give.
Well, slow down. You don't need the game that bad.
I already had to pass up on Call of Duty 4, and there's a couple games I might have to pass up, and I'm not going to be happy about.
See, we didn't talk about Call of Duty 4 because I'm the only one getting it, and I haven't got my copy yet. So
I mean, this week of releases, it's just too much, man. It's too much.
I'm still stumbling over what I already have to play, and I think about this week.
No kidding.
Assassin's Creed's coming out this week, and probably get Aqua Teen this week, and probably get Call of Duty this week, and just Kane and Lynch's this week, and I'm like, the fuck?
There's like 2 or 3 DS and PSP games I want to get like this upcoming week because
well, those aren't real games.
Like paid
yeah, they
pals.
Are. Yeah.
Time to go start shoveling snow, man. It ain't snowing yet, but go out there and start shoveling anyway.
Start shoveling something.
Just shovel it. It don't matter.
But yeah, that
actually kind of happy I don't have a Wii because that's something else I couldn't afford. So.
Right. And I just thought what Adam Sessler said from G4
5 out of 5.
I thought it was a good thing.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm like 50. I'm balding. I'm sorry.
Dude,
wow.
Dude, I like Adam Sessler. A lot of hate for Sessler.
I don't hate Sessler. I actually like Sessler. I just think it's funny.
He knows his stuff.
I think he's got Tourette's though.
Sessler's kind of like the everyday.
We all have our flaws.
Right. You have Down syndrome.
Yes, I do. Oh,
I had to bring that back up because somebody said it. I mean, I'm retarded. That's not politically correct.
You're manipulative.
I am.
You're manipulative.
I'm a demon. See, we all have our flaws.
Yeah.
I like Sessler. I do like
Sessler. Yeah, he's very smart.
I can't stand his co-host. How can you do you watch that show on mute? Just out of curiosity, because when she talks, I just want to punch her in the face.
I want to do something else to her face.
Wow!
You think I'm going to get in trouble?
On that note, yeah.
Move on to the questions.
Move on. Yeah, it's time to move on.
This comes from Looney Lolly.
Lolly Lulelo.
I like the picture.
No, not Lolly Lulelo.
I like the profile.
She's got a question, and it's a big block of text.
It is.
I'm going to try to read it.
But it's a good question, actually. It's a very good question.
During the last generation, all 3 consoles ended up getting various reputations. I was always given the impression that people viewed the Xbox as a PC gamer's best friend and lord of FPS games. PS2 is a casual gamer's best friend and lord of the RPGs, while the GameCube was labeled as a kiddie's best friend with the lord of platform games. Do you think this is carried over into the next generation of consoles? We'll answer that question first.
Yes.
Kind of, sort of, but it's changing.
Yeah, I don't think they. I don't think the PS. I don't think Sony's brand carried the same reputation in
not
the
yet.
Generation. No, not yet. Obviously, but
they will.
I mean, if it was, yeah, but if it's carried into the new generation, that would imply that it was there from the beginning.
Well,
and it hasn't been. They might regain that title later on in the generation, but at this point, the Wii has taken the casual gamer's best friend.
Yeah.
Mantle off the PlayStation at this
but
point.
But it's not the king of platformers. There is no king of platformers.
There is no
right
king
now.
Of platformers.
I mean, Mario Galaxy is
going
to be like the king when it comes out.
Right, that's because, I mean, what big name platformers are out other than the Ratchet and Clank and Super Mario?
I shudder to think. There's really.
Right, I mean, the
I miss them too.
The 360 has basically the same reputation. This generation.
I don't know.
It has the same reputation to an extent because I think about like the last 10 games that I've played, probably 7 of them were first-person shooters for the 360. I mean, like big games that I've played. But I think it's grown a little bit because it's gotten into the live arcade.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's gotten more casual.
Yeah. So. And I think that's a good middle ground for them.
Right.
I mean, that's...
I actually think that the 360 is almost becoming this generation's PlayStation 2.
It's moving that direction.
Yeah.
It just needs to continue its snowball.
Right.
Because if it slows down, it's going to... Which that rumor that popped up yesterday that they're canceling a first-party game, and it was a highly anticipated first-party game, nobody knows what it is.
Right.
Well, I think 360 is really becoming that ugly rich uncle I mean, think about it. It's like when you first meet this ugly rich uncle, he's really ugly, so you kind of stay away from it. You know, you hear good things. He's a nice guy and everything, and you hear good things, but you're really not bought into the situation. But when he starts giving you more and more, like Xbox 360 does, you become a little bit closer, and you really want to hang out with him a lot more. And that's pretty much what the 360 is coming to.
You perfectly describe Microsoft.
the weirdest analogy. That's true.
That is a weird analogy.
But I literally have more and more people on a daily basis. I mean, the question is almost gone now. What's the better console, PS3 or 360? Now it's like, you know, which 360 should I buy?
Right.
It's no longer which system should I buy. It's which 360 should I buy, and it's actually making me smile every time somebody does it. So,
I think Gambus makes a good point about the 360 becoming kind of the new PlayStation 2, because if you think about it, I mean, it shares a lot with PlayStation 2 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the current sales leader among the next-gen systems until the Wii just blows it out of the water eventually.
Did it? It passed it.
When?
2 months ago. The Wii is now
really
the biggest selling console. It surprised me too.
I think Microsoft will regain that lead after the holidays, because they're going to have more systems out there to offer.
Well,
and it will sell out.
We'll see over the holidays how it pans out. But right now, Nintendo has a slight lead over.
Well, you even see the Xboxes on TV shows now.
It's neat
to see a 360 controller on TV.
I was watching
just
football
like you used to
say
like PlayStation 2 controllers on TV a long time ago.
Yeah, I was watching football last week, and they had a commercial for what's that new show, the Geek Show or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had a video game face off, and they're all holding 360 controllers. Right. I thought that was interesting.
But it also, I mean, it's got the failure issues that the PlayStation 2 had last
year.
It's not a good thing to carry.
It's starting to garner a game library. Obviously not with the same depth as this PlayStation 2 library. The Xbox console has a lot, or the 360 has a lot more variance in its library compared to the Xbox, the original Xbox.
Oh, by far.
Oh, yeah.
So,
so early in
its life. It's sort of starting to move into the PlayStation 2 kind of role. Obviously, it's not even close to the same level of success, but it's starting to move into that. Really, the odd man out in all this so far has been the PlayStation 3, because it doesn't have the same reputation that the PlayStation 2 had. You know, everybody had a P2.
Everybody had a P2.
I'm trying to think of the way to put it. They kind of alienated a lot of the casual PS2 gamers. As far as, you know, preventing them from purchasing from moving to the PlayStation 3 instead of the 360, which, I mean, was a big mistake on their part. But I don't know how to classify the PlayStation 3 yet, to be honest.
Well, there's still a lot of people sitting on the fence waiting to decide which system to buy, and I think that the next year is going to really decide what they buy.
Right. And, I mean, it's too early to make classifications at this point, but...
No.
So far, I definitely think that the it's weird because it's almost like both the 360 and the Wii have sort of moved into the PlayStation 2 spot this generation.
Yeah.
Because they're both going after, you know, the Wii's market is obviously more casual, but they're both kind of going after the same. They're basically going after all of the PlayStation 2 gamers looking to upgrade their systems. So,
and if you notice. Like in the future, looking in the future, the Wii, because they've been so like extreme casual, they're now trying to get hardcore gamers back into the fold. And
with what?
Just with Mario Galaxy, Smash
Mario Galaxy,
Mario Kart.
Brawl, Mario Kart. But on the flip side,
hardcore
the 360, the 360 is now trying to get the ultra casual.
Right.
So it's almost like a DNA strand, how they're all crisscrossing and reconverging
The one thing that the Wii has carried over from the GameCube, which is not a good reputation to have, is
the hardware.
The only games worth buying on the system are the Nintendo first party titles, and that's a terrible reputation to carry over from the last generation. If they were going to carry anything over, I'm sure that's not what they wanted.
But wait a minute. Now you're trying to tell me. All right, no, hold me back on this one. So you're trying to tell me that you would rather play Resident Evil 5 than Umbrella Chronicles? Come on now.
Every day. Every day.
But you don't like Resident Evil, so you wouldn't
play
either
one. Right, I'm not going to play either one, but...
That kind of answers the second part of the question, which is, or have they gained different reputations this time around? For one, doesn't the Wiimote itself dramatically change the superior genre of games on the Wii to the FPS side of things?
Not at all.
No, because it doesn't work well enough right now.
You would think that that would be the case. You absolutely would. But having suffered through Call of Duty 3 on the Wii and Red Steel, both of which were not well implemented at all.
Right. Well, the thing is, the Wii remote is not pinpoint accurate. And that's the problem.
Right. Well, and I mean, the other problem is it's very difficult to maneuver with just the one analog stick and the Wiimote, kind of trying to make yourself turn back and forth and up and down. It's just one of the things I think that makes it so difficult, especially in a game like Call of Duty 3, is everything, if you think about most first-person shooters, everything has to be done very quickly. You're switching back and forth between targets very quickly. It's good for that, because thumbs have very limited range of motion.
Yeah.
And you can switch back and forth between different things very easily. It's very difficult with the Wiimote, even though you can point it at the screen, it's very difficult to do so very quickly and pick off enemies, even though you'd think it would be.
And it's not like a mouse where it's laying on a flat surface. It's going vertical as well as horizontal. So it's a different monster.
Different ballgame.
Yeah.
Next up on the part of this is still the same question. Does the fact that the Wii is more of a family console than a hardcore gamer's console change the reputation of Nintendo's consoles?
No, because it was a family console last gen. I mean, it it had some quote-unquote hardcore games on it, but...
I don't know. I think it's... the last gen Nintendo game... was, I think, more specifically a either a hardcore or a children's system, whereas this generation, the whole family is generally getting on the action.
Yeah, but not it's not as much hardcore gamers that are doing it. It's still like a casual friendly. So maybe not kiddie system, but family games are still considered kiddie. In a lot of aspects.
Yeah.
And granted, the Wii does have some really hardcore games, like Metroid Prime, Resident Evil coming out, and Super Mario Galaxy, but as you see in the new releases every week, the majority of titles coming out are PS2 ports of family titles.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah, I got a statement to make. This is about the 360 again, about the reputation. 360, man, for this year and next year, it's going to be the system for the RPG fan.
Next year...
Mass Effect is coming out this year. Then next year, Lost Odyssey, which is 360 exclusive. And then you got Infinite Undiscovery, which is 360 exclusive. And then you have Lost Remnant, which is multi-platform. So, I mean, between those and then on
with
3...
With the possibility of Final Fantasy 13.
Well, I mean...
Final Fantasy 13 won't be until 09.
Right, but I'm saying it may... I mean, if it... all this delaying and stuff, and if PS3 doesn't pick up Steam, it may jump ship, too.
So. You know, but there's a lot of RPGs coming out on the PlayStation 3 in the next year as well, so...
But
there's still the possibility that that Lost Odyssey won't maintain its exclusivity on the 360.
What is being published by Microsoft?
Maybe I'm thinking of a different game, then.
You might be.
Oh, by the way, have you heard anything, or have you seen anything from... Mistwalker's next game after Lost Odyssey is a DS game called Ash.
My dog.
It's a first person perspective RPG.
It's Kingsfield.
Yes. But get this.
Kingsfield is the granddaddy.
Kingsfield was awesome.
When it comes out, it actually is going to have the most memory on a DS cart.
Where's Alan Wake?
It's being canceled. That's the first part of the title that's being canceled. I'm just spitting that out.
Right.
That's not real.
We'll
find out probably soon what the first part of the title canceled.
But
Alan Wake, I'm going to weep.
Sorry to interrupt the question.
Oh, it's fine. There's still more questions. Is the PS3 losing popularity with casual gamers that the PS2 had now that it's too expensive for casual gamers to consider buying?
Yes,
absolutely.
That seems like a solid answer.
Yeah.
Has the 360 only solidified the reputation that the Xbox had for being the best console for FPS games? We kind of answered that already.
Yeah.
What are your views on the reputations that the last gen left of the new generation consoles, and how do you think they've affected them? I don't really understand the question.
She's basically, I think, saying, has the fact that, for instance, Nintendo was viewed as the kiddie system last generation, has that impacted them this generation?
Jeez, this girl, man, she seems very in tuned with video game culture.
Yeah, her question was fantastic. That's one of the better questions that we've got on the Ask a Question feature, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most in-depth question. The next question we have is from Lil Bush, who changed his name.
You're going to completely skip over the last part of the question?
What's the last part of the question?
What we just talked about. Where have their reputations last generation affected the way they're viewed this generation?
Not at all. I think it's actually just the opposite because, GameCube, nobody bought it, nobody cared. Everybody buys the Wii.
Right.
Xbox, nobody bought it, nobody cared. 360 is one of the most popular systems. PS2, everybody bought it, everybody cared. Nobody has a PS3. Right. So I think it's just the polar opposite, which nobody predicted.
Right.
Like I said, 2.5 years ago, if you would have told me that PlayStation 3 would be in third place right now, I would have said, no way. Not possible.
I think the only thing that's kind of impacted from the last generation to this generation is the insults about the various systems, because people still call the Wii a kiddie console. They still call the 360. They still say the 360 only has shooters. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think that's the only thing that's persisted. Other than that, everything's changed.
It seems like 360 only has shooters. This is because of everybody and their mom's making a first-person shooter
right now. I know.
Yeah. They're all on the
actually,
Xbox 360.
Actually, I think the mom just pulled one off the griddle. So actually, that's on
it's about
way.
Time to go play that game, don't you think? So, do you think that solidifies that whole...
Yeah, I do.
Block
I think, that, I think
that
finishes the question.
Okay.
So thank you for the very, very good question.
Yes, definitely. It was very good.
Keep bringing those up. The next one comes from Lil Bush, who's also changed his name to something I can't pronounce. Probikaman.
PRBKMAN.
Yeah, PRBKMAN. He's a press release for Burger King.
There you go.
We already talked about God of War 3 in development and how we're going to feel about David Jaffe. We touched on
that question already.
The second question is, what's up with every game having a shortened name, like Gears of War, God of War, Final Fantasy, Mass Effect, and then SMG, which is You Are Mr. Gay. Do you know the joke?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. I don't know.
I mean, it's not just games. It's everything.
Everything has a shortened name.
Yeah,
like anymore in the wonderful world of text messaging, everything's got a shortened version.
Exactly, I was going to say the answer to your question is LOL.
LOL, damn it, LOL.
Everything's shortened anymore.
The thing is, I think this is going to lead into an age of like people being not as educated.
Stenographers over here.
it's not even just games, too. It's movies, too.
It's culture. It's like the whole entire culture.
L-O-T-R?
Yeah, I was about to say L-O-T-R.
S-W?
Yeah.
Come on, now.
It's like the passion of like the written word is being completely
It's America,
disregarded.
Man. We have cheeseburgers as appetizers. Okay?
That's true.
Yeah.
We are some lazy people.
Yep.
We want it
faster and quicker and easier.
Yep.
Exactly, and then complain about how long it didn't last.
By golly.
Next up is a really good question we've touched on before. Is regarding the 40GB PS3 SKUs, do you think Sony did the right thing removing backwards compatibility?
No, we have
ragged the Xbox for this because it's terrible backwards compatibility, and if Sony's going to go the same route, and we haven't even heard if they're going to do software emulation for it yet.
From what I understand at this point, no, but we'll see. Yeah, I think it was a dumb move.
Well, from a salesperson point of view, I don't know how many people were interested. Like, ooh, PS3 is now $399. Man, I think I'm going to get one of those. Can you get me one of those? And I go back there and get them. Like, you do realize this isn't backward compatible? And they're like, with what, PlayStation 2 games? I'm like, with anything. It just plays PlayStation 3 games. And they're like, oh, well, I'll have to think about it then. Thanks.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the other thing, too, is a lot of people are... that I've seen in stores buying PlayStation 3s buy a lot of PlayStation 2 games with it. You know what I mean? Because they know that they'll play. They're cheaper. And you know what? The PlayStation 2 had a ton of incredibly good games. Plus, I mean, you're dropping $400 on a system. And, you know, if you can get some great PlayStation 2 games for $20, it's nice to be able to, you know, sort of bolster your library a little bit.
Well, yeah, and that's the big thing about the PlayStation 3 is that huge PS2 library.
Right. And
especially for people who didn't own one.
Right. Well, and the other thing about it is, on the flip side of that, is if Sony really wants all of the PlayStation, the people who owned a PlayStation 2, to buy a PlayStation 3, you know, it's not like those people's PlayStation 2 games disappear when they get a PlayStation 3. And people say, well, won't you just leave your PlayStation 2 hooked up? You shouldn't have to.
No.
I mean, you... Not to mention, you know, a lot of them are probably going to trade their PlayStation 2 in on a PlayStation 3.
Well, yeah, you know, they need to afford it.
Right.
Although if you don't own a PlayStation 3 yet, and I would suggest if you had a PlayStation 2 still, just go ahead and keep it because the PlayStation 3 game, or PlayStation 2 games look like crap on a PlayStation 3.
Excuse me.
But, no, I think...
I'm not saying graphically... Blah. I'm saying compared to PS2, the emulation isn't that good at all.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was a big mistake for Sony, and it was especially I think the thing that makes it the worst for Sony is that when the PlayStation 3 came out, Sony higher ups ragged on 360 to no end about the limited backwards compatibility, mm-hmm. and Sony said stuff, you know, they weren't going to cut and run on the previous generation, and they weren't going to let down their fans, and that backwards compatibility was essential to the gaming experience.
Well, yeah, they even dogged Microsoft for the way they did it,
right?
And that's just wrong now because you're completely just nixing it,
right?
And it's I think backwards compatibility should be in every system
it should
going
be.
Forward.
Sony is just flat out just struggling to try to find an audience.
Right. Well, and I mean, give Sony credit where it's due. They pretty much were the first ones to do the backwards compatibility thing.
Yeah.
But
I that's why we're spoiled.
Right. But they really, for as much as they built it up, and you know, if you go back and listen to some of the old podcast, we slagged on Xbox for a while when their backwards compatibility list was tiny.
I still
well,
hate
still
it
is.
Because it's,
yeah,
still not
it's still
what
not
it
complete.
Should be. It should be 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not right.
Right.
Kung Fu Chaos, bitches. I want to play it.
ESPN 2K5.
I shouldn't have to
taxi.
Drag out my system from last gen to play, you know, a
no,
game.
No, I don't even have one. I mean,
see, I still have both my Xbox and my PlayStation 2 and my GameCube, actually, oddly enough.
Why?
That
one don't make
what's
a whole
sad is,
no,
what's sad is the cheapest and the cheapest system out there actually does the fullest backward compatibility.
Yeah, GameCube right. games work perfectly
on
inside
the Wii.
The
Wii. Yep. And the controllers plug in right to the top.
Exactly. I mean, that's the way it should be done.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You should be able to plug in old Xbox controllers into the 360.
Yeah, you should.
You should
be
able to plug in the DualShock 2 and the Guitar Hero controller into the fucking PS3. Yeah. I'm sorry, but it should be there.
Right.
I shouldn't have to buy a shitload of extra pieces, and then even then it doesn't work.
Right. I was going to say, I mean, at least give me a USB adapter that works.
Exactly. Right. Because the one that's for Guitar Hero now, it just makes the game unplayable. And then, top of that... that the fucking Guitar Hero 3 guitar doesn't work on 2 or rocks the 80s.
Right.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. All this
yeah.
compatibility bullshit.
Yeah. So that answers that.
I got a rant on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we're
mad.
Huge. We're huge on this podcast on backwards compatibility. So if that answers your question,
I think it's like a total setup, man. This has been planned.
But you know what? Then again, I mean, if you think about it, if they haven't already, I don't know if they have already. Maybe you can tell me. They haven't dropped the PS2 price yet, right?
No.
It's still just a rumor that it's going to be
$99.
Which, I mean, you can buy a 40-gig PS3 and a PlayStation 2 for the price of an 80-gig PS3
right.
and get your backwards compatibility. Well, why the fuck don't you just buy a 80-gig PS3 and be done with it all in one box?
Yeah, but the 80-gig isn't full backward compatibility either. It's like the 360 downloadable content. Not every game works.
Oh. Because they took the emotion engine out, didn't they?
That's on the new one, but they took out the...
Ain't got no more emotion.
The 60 gig emotion. Was the last one, actually.
I need more fire.
Gotcha.
I need more fire. Corbin, my man.
Corbin.
We're going to move on. There's another question in there. We're not skipping you. We'll come back to it next week. And then we also have another question about DLC pricing on Rock Band, which we'll talk about when
next week.
That comes out. So right. We'll get into that. We have the last question here. It's from R.U. Josh, and one of our moderators. He's got a multi-part question, too. Where is COD for? We've already talked about that. None of us have it yet. We're sorry.
We're waiting.
We're not all rich.
Sorry.
Has anyone in the podcast gang bought and played this top 3 list game yet? He's talking about Call of Duty.
Right.
And House Time Shift, we already talked about that. What's this about Oblivion MMO? Do you know anything about this?
I heard some rumblings and grumblings that they were talking about doing an MMO in the Elder Scrolls universe. It'd be great, but that's a lot to push out.
It's a lot of development
MMO.
Time,
yeah,
too.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I think it'd be fantastic, but we'll see. We'll see.
I don't think it's a good plan. I don't think it's a good idea at all.
I think Oblivion think works so? Just the way it is.
Yeah. There's so many MMOs out there, and why do we need another one? Unless it actually does a ton of stuff
know,
new.
Though, see, because I'm a huge fan of the Elder Scrolls universe, and the ability to the nice thing about the Elder Scrolls universe is that it's huge. Number one, I mean, if you think about the size of Morrowind, the game, mm-hmm. that's one island in the world. So it's a huge universe to draw from. There's a ton of backstory. It would be nice to be able to, go on some of the epic quests that you go on in. I'm going to back this up to Morrowind and skip Oblivion for now. It'd be nice to go on
He's
some of the
out.
Go on some of the kind of the epic quests and stuff like that that you go on in the Elder Scrolls games with other people. It'd be nice to get a party of 5 to 6 people together and be able to go after some of these things. Or, you know, one of the cool things about the Elder Scrolls universe, is there's a lot of relics and stuff to find. And it'd be nice to get a party together to go search for those things. It'd be nice to be able to trade back and forth.
Why make it an MMO, though? Why not just make it online, like Two Worlds?
Because to me, if you're going to... If you're going to have a universe as populated as the Elder Scrolls universe, that I don't want it limited to, 3-4 players. And if you're going to make it 6-8 players in a party, why not just go all out? Make it an MMO. The world's big enough.
There you go.
If they can make Warcraft an MMO, they can make Oblivion an MMO, or Elder Scrolls an MMO.
I tell you a game that I'm halfway tempted to get into, and that's Lord of the Rings Online. Because I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and I've heard a lot of really good things about it.
I was in the beta, and I played a little bit of it. I didn't get a chance, just because of time, I didn't get a chance to play a whole lot, but it was good. I enjoyed it. It was very good. It wasn't as... I expected it to be a giant Warcraft ripoff. Even though, Warcraft, stole a lot from the Tolkien universe. But
you think?
Gameplay-wise, I expected it to be a pretty much a complete World of Warcraft.
I just read the next question.
All right, we're gonna move on. The rest of the questions are actually very personal questions for the crew than the actual games. The first one is, what is the setting for the podcast? He wants to know what kind of setting we have. Because this is what he says. He asked this because I figure you all in a room with a computer and some office chairs and a spot for Gambus's ball. But then I try to picture you guys in funny places making the podcast, and it made my brain giggle.
As long as you don't touch yourself while you're thinking about it.
If you touch yourself while you're listening to this, just stop.
We do the podcast from a remote station in the middle of Siberia, buried hundreds of meters below the earth.
With lots of hot chocolate.
With lots of hot chocolate.
Yeah, hot chocolate's good. I had some this morning.
Actually, we bong hot chocolate. No.
Actually, we sit in a loft.
Yeah.
In a computer room with headsets all attached with some crazy wires in front of a computer screen.
Right. It's definitely not as high-tech as you're probably picturing.
No, it's really not.
There's
just drinks laying around everywhere and modems and crazy stuffed animals, and it's not all exciting.
All the stuffed animals are zeros.
Yeah, too. They're all mine.
Actually, all the stuffed animals have been transformed into Gambus's bongs.
He smokes them out of my stuffed animal. That's terrible.
And Gambus doesn't smoke weed.
No.
We're going to throw that in.
I just drink a lot of energy drinks.
Does anybody here own an arcade or pinball machine?
I actually own three. But none of them work, unfortunately. That's why they're not at the house. I actually have an original Asteroids machine. The TV or this monitor doesn't work. Right. Costs too much to fix it. Not worth it. I actually own Dragon's Lair.
Nice.
Laser disc player.
Wow.
Right.
You own the tabletop Dragon's Lair? Or the
stand-up.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Laser disc player does not work. So, once again, too
expensive
to get fixed.
Yeah, because that used the laser disc player.
And
for
also have
game.
Funhouse, the pinball machine, with the little clown guy head in the middle where he sit there and he dogs at you the whole time. And it's also broken, and anybody knows how much pinball machines are to repair, it's going to take a while for that to get fixed. Actually, that's the one thing I am looking about getting fixed up and bringing to the house one day.
I bet you could get a replacement monitor. You could find probably something to use as a replacement monitor for Asteroids.
I don't care about Asteroids.
It's Asteroids.
Dude, you may have to.
It's a freaking Vectrex machine, man. Little white lines on a black background.
I came close to buying a Galaga machine for 300.
Although I am looking at buying a what the hell's that? Pacino machine? Is that what it is? Pacino? The Japanese?
Oh, yeah. Japanese.
They have
a
Jet Set Radio Pacino machine. I'm actually thinking about buying it. It's only like $400. That or some kind of casino slot machine / poker thing
actually,
for the house. So.
It's my,
that's excellent.
My dream to have an arcade room in my house. And have like some of the games that I love, like more modern arcade games,
right.
Though. But I'd love to have a tabletop Pac-Man. I'd love to have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd love to have a Simpsons arcade machine. I'd love to have an Avengers, the one with Hawkeye, Iron Man, Vision, and Captain America. I'd love to have that. There's a bunch of great arcade machines that I'd love to have.
If I had an arcade machine in my house, it would be Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh, yeah.
I've said that since the beginning of time. That'd be the only one I'd
have.
Just have that in my house. And it would have to be one of the old versions, like if any of the people out there are arcade junkies, with all the glitches in it.
Right.
Where you could do the multiple babalities and all that stuff.
Right.
I'd have to have that.
I'd also love to have one of the Capcom multi-game machines. The ones that have,
the ones that have like Mega Man.
They have
and
like
stuff
1942 and Mega Man and Street Fighter.
The Mega Man fighting game.
Right.
Which is terrible.
Which is
awful. You'd love playing it anyway.
Right. So,
remember the terrible Ninja Gaiden arcade machine?
Oh.
Thing is, that was actually the first Ninja Gaiden game ever released.
Right.
That came out before
like
the NES version.
Right. I did like the NES version much better than the arcade version, though.
True that.
But, yeah, if I had a choice of getting an arcade machine, I'd get probably one of my favorite action platformer games ever, and that's Strider.
Yeah,
Strider.
I'm a huge Strider fan.
Awesome on that. Remember Time Traveler in the arcade because it was the hologram?
Right.
That's freaking great.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet. I remember seeing that at King's Island.
Yeah, I saw it at King's Island.
The sit-down surround Star Wars game.
The old Vectrex version, too?
Well, that one, and have you seen the new one? Mm-hmm. Or the newer one? It's not new. It was fantastic.
I like the old Vectrex machine because then you'd have like the little clips like,
"Great shot, kid! That was blowing a stank ago."
Another arcade game I really loved back in the day, back in the mid '80s, was a game put out by Sega called Galaxy Force 2.
It's Sega.
Where you sat in this freaking pod, man, and the sound system was incredible. It made you feel like you was in the middle of a Star Wars movie, and the graphics were really good at the time. It was fantastic.
Hydro Thunder would be the bomb to have in
Hydro
your house,
Thunder.
Too.
Hydro Thunder!
That game was so much better in the arcade than
it
was
at
home. So much better.
And actually, my favorite pinball machine is, I can't remember the name of it, but it's, Elvira, Mistress of the Night.
Oh,
There's an Elvira pinball machine that's just great.
You just want Elvira in your house.
Well. But no, that's my favorite pinball machine. I used to play the crap out of that at the bowling alley.
I played a lot of
arcade machines going on.
Yeah, Pinbot was a good game.
Yeah, Pinbot's very, very good.
And then they released it on NES.
Right. It was terrible.
Played it on. I liked it.
Really?
It wasn't
the
same, but it was. I mean,
it wasn't the same.
It was
as
a good
the
pinball
actual
game for the
pinball
NES
machine, but yeah.
All right. His next question is: what's our media setup entail? Where do we play games? What's it like?
What's it like to play games?
TV.
What do you have?
Gambus, you first.
I got a 47-inch widescreen Toshiba HD. It only does 1080i, so it's not high-end.
720p.
Yeah, it's
1080p is overrated anyway.
No, he doesn't have 720p.
Oh,
it's 1080.
He's got one of the older tube ones.
Okay, right.
So
yeah, I got one of the older ones. So that's why I played on 47-inch, pretty good size.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I basically I have a shelf where I got my PS2 hooked up to it and my dead 360.
It's still hooked up even though
it's hooked up.
It's on life support.
He's hoping. He goes over to it every day and turns it on, hoping that it'll
puts
be.
Puts a defibrillator on it.
And then I got some boxes in the attic. Not in the attic, but in my closet. That I still have the original Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Sega Saturn, Sega Dreamcast. The original PlayStation, the original Xbox. I even have a the Sega portable system, the Game Gear. I got a Game Gear. I got.
Do you have a Lynx?
No, I don't have a Lynx, but
that's good.
I got Game Boy Advance, obviously the DS and the PSP. I got about half.
So you're
the games.
A gaming pack rat then.
Yeah, I'm. I got a
you
lot of.
You don't even
want
to know when you get to me.
Oh man.
So is that pretty much it?
Yeah.
What about you, Wombat?
I have a 46-inch Sony Granwega LCD. Doesn't do 1080p, but it does everything else.
I don't think anybody here has 1080p.
No. I've got my 360 hooked up to it, my Wii hooked up to it, and actually my PlayStation 2 for now hooked up to it. And then no surround sound yet. That's in the future plans, but too many games to buy right now to worry about surround sound. And then my coffee table is kind of a big treasure chest. I don't know if that makes sense. It looks like a big treasure chest.
Yeah.
And so it's filled with game stuff. My collector's edition Street Fighter sticks in there, 360, GameCube, PlayStation 1. I've got two Ataris upstairs. I've got two Nintendos, a Super Nintendo, the redesigned Super Nintendo.
Yeah, the...
And what else do I have in there? Pretty much everything. I got a Dreamcast in there, a Sega Saturn in there, a Genesis in there. It's loaded full of junk, man. I got everything in there. I think I still have a Virtual Boy in there somewhere.
Wow.
Oh, man, I want to get one of those.
Did I ever get rid of that, or I still have that? Did I ever get that to you?
No, you never gave it to me. Yeah. You still have it.
And then
one of the few things I don't have.
Got a whole bunch of games. I've got probably 40 Super Nintendo games in a box. Just, you know, a bunch of stuff that, you know, I'm probably not going to break out, but it'd be cool to show my kids eventually down the road.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Both Ataris work, actually, by the way. I just need
I need
a TV hookup for one of them.
That is impressive.
They both work. And actually, at my old house, I had had a very interesting gaming setup. I had an Atari, a Super Nintendo, a 64, a Saturn, a PlayStation 2, the 360, and the original Xbox because of the backwards compatibility issue, all hooked up to one TV.
Nice.
And actually, I had a shelf with like all of them on it, all hooked up at once. There were like six systems on this one shelf.
Jeez.
The 360 sitting out on the other side. It took a lot of splitters and... And of course, the Atari just hooks into the cable slot.
Jesus.
But, yeah, I had it all hooked up at once. And then
that's insane.
I did away with that. Actually, though, you could probably see a picture of that still. I think I posted back when we were still doing this just on ZT Game Domain. I think they asked the forum members there asked a question about gaming setups, and I think I posted a picture
I don't
of that.
Even know that I have those forums running. I think
really?
They're dead.
So, but, yeah, that was a cool setup. That was really cool. And actually, they asked for pictures. I remember specifically they asked for pictures of our setups. And you put a picture of your HDTV with Ninja Gaiden running on it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I put a picture of my TV with Space Invaders running on it. It said, like Zero Tolerance, I have the newest in high-tech gaming running on my television.
Yeah.
So anyways, on to you.
I am not quite the pack rat of some of these guys. I actually, out with the old and with the new. I do still have my old Dreamcast because it is the bomb diggity.
Yeah, absolutely. I still play my Dreamcast.
I think I have a Nintendo lying around somewhere in a closet. The thing is, I'm gonna have to surprise myself one day and go through all my closets full of shit and find out. But I know I have a Nintendo in there, a Nintendo 64 in there somewhere. I do have the Virtual Boy, which I need to give Zero Tolerance because I promised to him a long time ago, but never got to it. Man, that thing's terrible.
Awful.
But the big thing is my media setup itself. I have a 50-inch Samsung. I'm a Samsung whore. This message is brought to you by Samsung. Also have a Samsung surround sound system. Basically, the whole entertainment unit is decked in black. It's even sitting on the glass black coffee table.
Mine's actually on. Mine's black, too. It's on the black.
Basically, what I have hooked up to this system right now is the PS3, Xbox 360, and, of course, the... the DVD media and stuff like that. I'm a big DVD whore. I have a lot of DVDs, and the collection keeps on growing. It's like there's usually not a month goes by I don't go out and buy 10 or 15 DVDs at a time. So like these guys are with games and gaming stuff, I'm more like that with DVDs. It's like it's sad. It's like I have like two DVD shelves. One's like full of like probably about 1,500 DVDs, and then my gaming shelf's got like 20 games on it. I have a pretty nice setup, and it's nice and loud, and it and my den that I play it in is concrete floored, so I don't have to worry about disturbing anybody. So it goes up as loud as I want it to. So
awesome.
Damn, I gotta go on to me. Shit. Well, my standard setup that I have downstairs is just my 42-inch LCD Sony. Does everything except for 1080p, per usual. Right now, it's just the 360, the PS3 hooked up to it with a surround sound and a DVD player. That's my hookup downstairs. I have all my games sitting right next to the TV. I have all my controllers in a little box right next to the TV. And then on the wall to the right is my giant wall of shit. It's just got a ton of DVDs and PS2 games and Xbox games and all my Blu-rays and all that stuff. And then my collection that is in the garage right now, I have box upon box upon box. I have a 3DO. I have a Jaguar. I have a Sega CD. I have a Sega CDX. I have a Genesis. I have old school Sega CD, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Dreamcast, Nintendo 64, Game Gear, original PlayStation. I got two of those. I got two Saturns in there. God, what the hell else is out there?
I remember you used to have an import Dreamcast.
I've got two Dreamcasts. One's import, one's black. I used to have the orange GameCube, which I actually got rid of.
Yep.
I actually used to have one of those, too.
I had four Xboxes, which all I got rid of.
You had a little switch on the back.
I had a little switch that was between U.S. and Japanese. I had four Xboxes. I had the blue one, I had the green one, I had the clear one, and I had the black one. I had three N64s. I had the green one, the black one, and the regular black one.
Didn't you also have a TurboGrafx-16?
I had a TurboGrafx-16.
Yeah.
I got rid of that.
Did you ever have the Turbo Express?
Turbo Duo or whatever?
Yeah, or the handheld.
The Express? Yeah. No, I never had that. I had
I used to have one of those.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You used to have a Turbo Express?
Yeah. Because I had a choice for that for Christmas between that and a Lynx.
The thing is, the Turbo Express is the most expensive portable system ever created.
That's the thing. The only reason I talked them into it because I had the TurboGrafx-16 and the Turbo CD.
Yeah.
And mom's like, all right, well, I'll go ahead and get it for you since it'll play all your other games too, minus the CD games.
I bet that drained battery like nothing.
Oh, yeah. 2 hours.
Jeez.
That's ridiculous. I also have box upon box of Super Nintendo, N64. I have about 500 PS1 games in the garage. I probably have about 300 Dreamcast games in the garage. I'm trying to think.
American and Japanese.
American and Japanese and European. I have like six fighting sticks, including Wombold's Street Fighter Anniversary stick. I have the DOA stick. I have the Sega Dreamcast stick. I have the NES Advantage stick in the garage. I have a Super Scope. I have the Menacer.
Shit, though.
Menacer, yeah.
I have the Menacer for the Genesis. I have so much. I have a Neo Geo Pocket in the garage.
I almost bought one of those.
Those are awesome.
I have a Neo Geo Pocket with one game, and it's the blue camouflage one with SNK versus Capcom.
Yes. Nice.
It's the only game I have for it.
I used to have an original Neo Geo system.
See, that's impressive.
See, that's the thing, is I used to go went through a spell of bad systems, so much, in fact, that my mom stopped buying me systems because of it. I had, you know, had the TurboGrafx, it kind of failed, ended up getting a Neo Geo, which really failed, especially money-wise.
Yeah.
Traded it in for a 3DO, which failed.
Oh, man.
Then in turn, traded in for a Jaguar, which, yeah, I didn't do the math on that one.
No, the math was bad.
And then traded in for a Saturn. Which
you
does,
just have
then,
no luck.
Then thusly trade in for PlayStation 2, and it's all been good since then. It's PlayStation 1. PlayStation 1, then it's all good.
I remember loving to play the 3DO and how bad it was. Just playing,
I liked the 3DO, though.
But there were so many bad games on that.
Return Fire was
Return
the bomb,
Fire was
man.
The greatest thing ever, as was...
I had the Sega CD as well, which I liked it. I don't care. But I'm also, as you know, owning a Dragon's Lair machine. A fan of FMV, so.
Sega CD is worth it just for one game and one game alone, and that would be Eternal Champions.
Oh, Eternal Champions CD. Was great.
It was like the greatest It was the greatest fighting game.
Had some awesome fatalities.
NHL hockey was awesome, too.
Yeah.
NHL hockey was awesome because at the time it was all digitized crowd noise, and they actually used audio crowd noise.
Right.
It was just awesome.
And Sega CD was the first time we were introduced to loading times while Shang Tsung was transforming.
Yeah. Sonic CD, though, one of the best Sonic games ever made.
Put that on Virtual Console or Xbox Live.
And also on Sega CD, Lunar.
Yes.
Yeah, that was really good.
Actually, my first job was at a video store, a little mom and pop video store, and I talked him into getting a Sega CD for the store too. I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be the biggest thing ever!" Because look at he didn't take my opinion on anything else after that.
It was funny because when I bought my initial Sega CD, it actually broke three times before it worked, and then I took it over to Speedwack's house. And I forgot my AC adapter, so we plugged in the NES AC adapter and blew that one, too.
I still have, at the house, I still have Out of This World, Sewer Shark, and Joe Montana Football.
Out of This World, great.
Yep. So that's pretty much how we roll.
That's how we roll.
That was a little nice piece of video game history.
Yes, it was. If you'd like to know more about that, be sure to post more questions about that, because I'm sure we've got a lot more stories.
Of course, you got the tongue twister on there, too.
Oh, yes. The last question before we get out of here. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
About 3 pounds.
There you go. So, Mr. Khan, stop by the forums.
2.869 pounds, but rounds up to 3.
Unless you live over in the United Kingdom in kilograms.
Right.
Exactly. So keep going to the forums. Keep this question thread alive because it's very fun. And we'll get back to those other two questions once the Rock Band pricing comes out. So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind to close us out of this extremely long episode.
The sun will rise, burning faces and eyes.
We are just two different people.
Candles. Yeah. Hit the candles. One of the candles will be a key.
You hit candles in Castlevania?
Yeah.
What a You're revolution.
Yes.
Oh, and that key opens that cell door that's at the end of that one stage, right?
At the end of...
there's like a wall and there's like a cell door that has a key, like a skeleton.
It's where the merman are.
Wait. Right.
See, this right here, this conversation right here that's going on, this is the conversation gamers should be having, not cell processor is better than this, or this has more hard drive space.